Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Thursday, the 8th day of November 2012. We are now 2 days into the aftermath of the re-election of Barack Hussein Obama. The stock market dropped yesterday more than it has dropped in the previous year at any time. More than 300 points. We'll continue to track the latest numbers on the stock market today. In fact, when we come back in the next segment, we will give you those latest numbers. We are at the precipice of absolutely diving into deep tyranny. And we've been easing into it on the slippery slope for a long time, but we've gone down the slippery slope, and then the slope ends at a cliff. And we're hearing a lot about the fiscal cliff. That's how they've maneuvered Europe into, we've got to have tax increases or everything will implode. And then you get tax increases and the money goes to offshore banks. And it's the same thing now happening here in the U.S. The globalists have handbooks. They have playbooks. They have programs they launch. So when we come back, I'm going to break down exactly how they're maneuvering us into this tyranny, not just here in the U.S., but in every major country in the world that's run by this global corporate management system. They've developed it. It is scientific. It is almost impossible to beat if you're not aware of it. If people get mass awareness to the tricks and the scams and the games, it's like a magician's trick. Well, you can't see it until you're told by the magician in slow motion. You're like, oh, how did I not see that before? And it's the same thing here. The exact same scenario is now taking place. And I want to break down how some of these tricks, there's so many tricks, but they're integrated. I ought to write a book about the tricks of the New World Order, the globalist playbook. And I mean, because there's really only 30 or 40 tricks. There's different permutations of each trick. And I've noticed these different programs, and their minions just run the same programs. In fact, most of their minions are compartmentalized as well and don't have the big picture. They just know their little scam and what gets them ahead and what they were taught. So we're reverse engineering this whole thing. I got some really bad news for people. I know that we knew it was coming, but I had said and others have said that, hey, if Obama gets back in, you know, at least we'll know what we're facing, and they're going to put it in high gear. But be careful what you wish for. Well, I didn't wish for it, but it's a foregone conclusion, basically. They are announcing that they're going to try to physically make you turn in your semi-automatic handguns and rifles. This is absolute declaration of war against the American people by the globalists that occupy this country. I have that stack of news. I have the engineered collapse of the economy while those collapsing it are posing as saviors. And you know, all our sources, almost all of them are saying that they're going to really implode things by the end of the year to panic everyone into accepting this banker dictatorship that Europe has already gone under. And they even call it a banking dictatorship in all the financial publications. So it is just out in the open. But the police are given intelligence files that if you talk about it, you're a terrorist and it doesn't exist, showing how dumb they think the police are. It's kind of like TV shows saying there's no conspiracies, but then the globalists admit they're conspiracies in financial publications because they know there's different audiences they're talking to. So we're going to be going over that, the latest on the hurricane. They're now, I don't know, 9 days into the aftermath and still millions without power, people without gas, people without fuel, and the worst hit areas obviously have been disarmed, so there's a lot of looting going on that the media is trying to cover up. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today, but it's on. They're going to shut down over 1,000 power plants. Your power prices will explode, and there will be rolling blackouts nationwide. That's been announced all over the country. Just get used to like a third world country not having power. It's on purpose. But we're under military attack. We're under military globalist occupation. The public is under mass mind control. And I have a whole other stack of reports here dealing with the breakdown of the family, with the type of television shows they've got on mainline television. Where they've created basically mainline TV shows for pedophiles. We're going to be talking about some of that as well. Stay with us.
From
the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday edition. It is already the eighth day of November 2012. Hard to believe how long in the tooth 2012 has already become. He's getting a very long gray beard. And I don't think we're going to see the end of the world come December 31st, as some interpretations of the Mayan / Aztec calendar have purported. But I do think we're going to see the New World Order, who believes the New Age is beginning, and the New Age they want is a new Dark Age. We are going to see expanded wars and conflicts. Those will be called peace actions. We are going to see an acceleration of a global financial meltdown by design, bringing us under Agenda 21. Okay. I want listeners tuning in to understand something. Things are moving very, very quickly, and we are seeing an engineered financial collapse in slow motion right now. We're going to be getting into that and the stock market plunging when Obama was reelected. And we're also going to give you the latest stock market numbers. But I don't want to just get up here on air and talk about this, jumping from issue to issue, and not have it sink in with people that this is engineered, planned, laid out, orchestrated, beta tested in third world and old first world, old world type nations. This is a program that we're going under, a program of disarmament, a program of enslavement, a program of atomization, having our families and communities broken up, a program of being impoverished scientifically. The globalists have written their Agenda 21 papers, their Club of Rome papers, their university papers. This is all public, the geoengineering of the atmosphere, the plan to genetically engineered food with piggyback traits to reduce your fertility and give you cancer. The program to put chemicals and additives in the food and water to change your mental outlook, to lower your IQ, to reduce your fertility. White House Science Czar's book, Ecoscience. Read it for yourself. It's free online. All 1,000 pages or so. I could go on and on. My film Endgame, made 6 years ago, has hundreds of footnotes and an online bibliography, whatistheendgame.com, for every minute of the film, documented with links to the globalist's own reports. We are in an artificial environment more and more. The old natural environment is being phased out. The general public is in a programmed trance state from watching television. The overt propaganda on television, if you would have shown someone just 20 years ago, they would have thought they were hallucinating. With all these different TV shows now showing four-year-olds on HBO engaging in simulated sexual acts with these children beauty pageant shows with little girls wearing shirts talking about sexual acts they want to do to people. Pedophilia is now being mainlined in front of everyone. Just absolute evil is being pumped out there, so everyone becomes overwhelmed and confused and goes into a kind of psychological, catatonic, learned helplessness, normalcy bias, where the Overton window is moved so far towards hell that you would think that a nightmare is better than what you're living in. They are just absolutely traumatizing the public mind ahead of all the other evil that is about to be turned loose. Open torture being promoted in dozens of different programs in Europe and the U.S. that we've listed and gone over, from 24 to you name it, where people torture children in front of their parents to make the terrorists talk, and that's a good moral thing to do. All of this is being done to just absolutely prepare the public for mass arrest, forced labor camps, and hell on earth, and the total breaking of the United States and Europe. So that we can be brought under total control, so the globalists can release, not soft kill, but hard kill, bioweapons on Asia, on Africa, and on Latin America. Those of you out there, whites and people, who think there's a death of the West happening, and you are scared of the giant populations that aren't white in this world, well, careful what you ask for, because if the New World Order goes into its next phase, they're going to wipe out almost all of Africa, almost all of Latin America, and almost all of Asia. And Asia's going to get upset, and Russia's going to get upset, and there's probably going to be a nuclear war. If the globalists launch this plan, it might be a year from now. More likely, it's 10 years out. I can see all the preparation that's going on. And before that can happen, they've got to get our guns. And before they can do that, they've got to break you and bankrupt you so you accept a cashless society. And they've got to have smaller bio-releases of things like SARS and things like airborne bird flus, to scare you into the new quarantine tyranny. They're doing mass inoculation drills nationwide. They're bringing back the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for total conditioning. And understand, when you try to vote this out, you're not going to be able to in most cases, because more than half the country now has put in totally fraudulent electronic voting machines, proven to engage in fraud and caught engaging in fraud. And here's what's worse. Bev Harris has broken this down in reports she's done. We're collating them all together for articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over the next few days. In more than seven states, they announced winners before the votes of that day had even been counted. And you say, well, why would they do something so openly fraudulent? Why would they put four-year-olds on HBO, and I won't even show this, but it made national news a few months ago, with sex toys, putting them in their mouths? And the crew keeps bringing me articles with all these new kids' shows going, you got to do a report on this, because I don't watch television very often, mainline television. I watch excerpts online. And they were bringing me all these news articles and showing me videos this morning. And I'm like, are you joking? And I went to the official websites of these TV shows showing small children wearing shirts saying things I will not even say on the air. And it's a psych warfare operation. This is all being done, ladies and gentlemen, because if they can destroy children and if they can set the precedent to hurt children, they can do anything. And then so what if Jerry Sandusky is running a giant child rape operation for the government? So what if the big BBC presenter with the royal family is running a giant child rape operation? Savelle. So what? They're going to come and have you arrested, and they're going to take your kids. CPS, giant pedophile army on record. Worldwide. Child Protective Services. And the evil is about to manifest, okay? You think you've seen evil so far, it is going to be a literal nightmare. And our only hope is getting the word out now, like life and death, because it is life and death, and standing firm against this, because they're moving now on all fronts. Churches everywhere, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, you name it, are in all over the country. You can pull these articles up saying, do whatever the government says. Take your shots. Turn your guns in. They're removing crosses out of major churches, saying it's offensive to people. It is all happening right now, and it's just the beginning. You think things are crazy this week? Next month, they'll be five times crazier. You think they're crazy a month from now? A year from now, you'll think they can't get any crazier. It will get crazier. You are going to see bad police held up as good guys, good police run out. You are going to see children killed with high-powered electroshock-type systems, tasers, you name it, and nothing will be done. You're going to see open evil released. And you're going to see the cancer rates explode. You're going to see the diabetes explode. You're going to see the neurological disorders explode. You're going to see the hospitals overwhelmed, collapsing into the government. You're going to see hell on earth start unwinding. And people will say, hey, it's not bad, because they're incrementally taught. Hey, what's the big deal if they're showing four-year-olds wearing shirts saying they love the name of a rooster? They love it, and then shaking their butt. You think that's bad? It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, because it's being scientifically pushed. And we are going to see bedlam begin to unfold and the degeneration of society. And those of us that are holding things together, we are going to be the enemy. So just understand, folks, you've got to fully understand we're going to into an absolute psych warfare, chemical, biological warfare system, where they're just going to incrementally turn up the ambient background of the frequency pollution, the chemicals, the biologicals, force feeding the GMOs, not letting parents pack school lunches, children reporting on you, cameras in school bathrooms, your cameras at home watching you, police putting cameras in your house without warrants, checkpoints everywhere, TSA on highways, Jumbotrons in the store saying, watch your neighbor. You want to live in the Running Man? You're going to live in it. When we come back, the designed implosion of the economy now being announced by the globalist. And they're coming for the guns. They've announced it. It's happening. They're moving faster than I thought they would. They're going to ban all semi-autos.
Penso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Beauty, like this voice, the song you're listening to, is like nails on a chalkboard to the globalist. These people are given over to evil. And when you get into evil, you just keep sinking and sinking and sinking. And true wickedness loves to pull down the innocent. It loves to hurt the good. It loves to suck dry societies and wither and destroy the land. And that's what the globalists are doing. Everything they claim they are, trying to protect us, trying to take care of us, trying to protect the earth. It's the opposite. Look at all the children groups that want to help the at-risk children. I mean, every day they're busting them as big pedophile rings. Now they're putting pedophilia all over television. I'm going to get to that later. Paul Watson's joining us on the latest TSA opt-out news. And we're going to have Mike Adams in studio in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, breaking down his take on Prop 37. Does anyone believe that most polls showed it 2-1, people wanted to label the food? They tell you how much sugar's in there, how much carbohydrates, what the so-called additives are. They just call it additives, proprietary, all sorts of petrochemicals, you name it. Drugs to make the public, again, docile and sick for their system on record. But they don't want you to know if it's growing its own pesticide. They don't want you to know if it's designed to kill bugs that eat it, as most of the GMO is. They don't want you to know it's designed to make the insect's stomachs explode. They don't want you to know it gives lab rats cancer. They don't want you to know. Does anyone believe that California, of all places, would not want to know if something was genetically modified? We're not talking about just saying it's organic. That just means, hey, you know, not doesn't have a bunch of chemical pesticide, you know, grown naturally. We're talking about, hey, no, just not genetically modified. And the answer is, close to 60%. They didn't want to know. Sure they didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, they called a whole string of states. We had Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org on yesterday. On record, before any of the votes were even counted from the day of voting. They just announced all these states for Obama and some for Mitt Romney. Because the whole thing was cut and dry. It was a $6 billion fraud when both guys were New World Order, and the establishment wanted Obama in there. So this is the issue. Get ready now that they have the electronic machines in. They're not even going to wait till those have supposedly counted the vote. They're just going to announce it and let you go. But wait a minute, you didn't count the votes. People weren't even done voting yet. Not even half were done. And they just say, hey, we projected it. That's the way it is. You see, it's about being over the top to absolutely dominate you. That's what TSA dragging you away to private grope rooms, private abuse rooms. And now if you don't want to go, they drag you away. First it was, oh, if you'd like. Now it's, come with me. Now it's, oh, we're going to have little armored checkpoints on the highway. Come with me. Where's my husband? He's been taken away for further questioning. Feel lucky you're being released, but we'll be watching you. Where's my husband? Oh, she's getting aggressive. Arrest her. And you will live under this. You will be arrested. You will be taken to torture dungeons because they've got armies of pedophiles and criminals that are ready to bash your brains out, who are ready to hurt your children in front of you, as they did at Abu Ghraib and all the other bases where they hired, fired, and convicted federal and state jail guards, this was in the news, to run 36 death camps in Iraq. And man, they went over there in that war zone with pleasure. And they went in there and they dominated and they tortured children sexually. Go read the Army report. This is who runs things. And if you won't wake up to it, we have no hope. If you won't face the full horror of what we're under, they're going to win. Every time I talk about Abu Ghraib and went on, people, I see the comments on YouTube and I see them, they go, I went and looked it up. It's true. Have you read the Army report? Just type in Abu Ghraib prison abuse. They don't call it torture report. And they admit it. They admit things I can't say on the air. They admit things from Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo that I can't say on air. Hallucinogens, blood. Oh, yes, sex. And they go, oh, well, that's how we break them. Men on hallucinogens with prostitutes running around bleeding on people. Oh, you didn't look that up? Go look it up. I could go further. This is Hellraiser. You understand? What do you think Mengele was doing? Mengele was brought here. Angel of death flying free. Angel of death flying free. When we come back, we'll break it all down. A new world order. A new world order. Launch!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For you.
A new world order.
We know who you are.
A new world
I see
order.
You.
A new world order.
We know who you are.
A new world order.
You've told us who you are.
We're not about to make that same mistake.
You think we're all stupid and don't read the hundreds of books you globalists have written. We are back live. Ministry bringing us in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting worldwide here today. Let me just go over some of the news of why I'm so upset. A, it's now 100% total election fraud. I'm not even saying Mitt Romney won or Barack Obama won. We don't know. They called all over the country states when no votes of the day had even been counted. Bev Harris has broken it all down. I went and looked at her site. We're doing articles on it. They even admitted on the local news. It's like, that's just the way it is. We know Californians voted, obviously, to have labeling of their GMO. But they put out lots of fake polls that conflicted with all the other scientific polls. We know that the system is now going to say, hey, you're voting to turn your guns in. Hey, you're voting to have carbon taxes. Hey, you support this. You want this. Well, let me explain something. A, it's a fraud and these machines are a scam. So I say it's illegitimate and the proof's there on all these different things the globalists are doing. And they'll do some things they're not worried about because they know you're going to legalize marijuana. So they're now going to decriminalize it and claim the machines voted the will of the people so you think it's legitimate. They'll give you your gay marriage so you think that, you know, the machines are working right. They'll give you the stuff that doesn't matter to them. But there is fraud. This is a fraud. And now they're coming out. And I've got the stack of news here. We're talking Reuters, AP, you name it. And they are going, yep, the UN treaty is going ahead to ban small arms, semi-auto. And Dianne Feinstein has met, and they're going to introduce legislation, and they've got a bigger majority in the Senate now, if anybody really believes that. And they are going to come and ban, not ban importation, not ban manufacture. They are going to ban semi-auto handguns and rifles, just like Obama said. That's what an assault rifle is. You got a deer rifle, gas-powered. That doesn't mean gasoline for people that don't own guns. That means the cartridge gases are used to eject the shell. You're going to turn your gun in. That is in the news today. They said under the proposal, you will, quote, turn your guns in to the federal authorities. And folks, when they try that, there will be civil unrest and resistance. You can guarantee. And then it's going to be off to the races. And that's part of the globalist plan. I mean, I'm telling you, this could happen a month from now. It could happen in 2 years from now, or we could back these people off. But they are coming for the guns. They are coming for the guns. They're going to shut down private sales. That's their dream to your neighbors and people. They are already having the ATF send, for now 2 years, gun shops. We've broken the news here. Years ago, people couldn't believe the letters when they first saw them outside of law, the ATF saying what they could sell and what they couldn't. Not a law, they just said so. You've seen Rahm Emanuel say when he was in the White House that they're just going to put you on a no-gun-buy list, no judge or jury, like a no-fly list. You've seen the IRS say they're just going to turn your credit cards off and turn your bank accounts off and order your employers you can't work there or they're going to come after you. They're crooks. It's authoritarianism. It's capital controls. It's everything that happened under Mussolini, Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, the Khmer Rouge. It's everything that went on under Napoleon. It's everything that Julius Caesar would do when he took over an area. I mean, folks, we've seen all this. And it's bad. When they start gearing stuff up like this, it's bad. And you know what? They're letting us know. They're going to shut down most of the coal power plants in the country. Prices are just going to explode. And they're going to sit there and say, don't worry. We've got incentives for people. We're going to give you a bigger welfare check to pay for your power. And that'll be devalued. And oh, thank you. See, they turn it off, and then they give you the solution, which is a noose around your neck. You remember Chris Matthews came out and said that thank God for the storm, how great it was, because it helped get Obama elected, if you even believe that. And Michael Moore came out and seconded him. Why? Because it makes them the savior. It doesn't matter if government isn't helping people and is just out arresting people and writing tickets in New York and New Jersey. It doesn't matter if they've gotten in the way of people defending themselves. It doesn't matter if they're hunting people down that are on the news with baseball bats to protect their property. It doesn't matter because they said they're going to take care of you. And again, these globalists hate. That's why they've got all these reality shows making people who are rural look bad or who are in the South look bad. It's all about demonizing anybody who doesn't trust a government or anybody that's been through a reconstruction. Anybody who's been, I mean, even though it was 140 years ago, and you could debate North, South, who was right. It was really manipulated from the outside. Both sides were played off against each other by British intelligence. That's in the mainline history books, but not put on the nightly news or the mainline TV shows with history. That's not history. The truth is the South went through occupation, went through being arrested, raped, homes burned down, all of it. And so there's that paranoia, the media calls it. And so that's why they're demonizing it and selling Obama. You notice there's been this archetype that he's Abraham Lincoln. And then he will stop the civil unrest. And that if there's any problems, he's going to clamp down on the states. And now he's been reelected, and we see that iconography. He's Abraham Lincoln. He's Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's good. Abraham Lincoln's good. Abraham Lincoln arrested over 300 newspaper editors. He arrested how many members of Congress? He arrested governors. They suspended habeas corpus. And the War Department was able to loot and rob the economy in the North, while British intelligence manipulated the South into the war while massing troops in the North, threatening to invade the North out of Canada. And then the Tsar came over with his navy and said, I will attack you if you attack them. And that's the only reason the U.S. didn't get taken by England. And then linked up with the South, who was being suckered into all this. I mean, these people are sophisticated, ladies and gentlemen. And I can now see all the iconography, all the icons, all of the archetypes, all of it being brought into focus. And they are announcing they're coming for your guns in the middle of an economic meltdown. And again, the next step in the economic meltdown, it's been gradual now. There'll be a big drop. You can see them getting it ready in the next 6 months or so, maybe even sooner. And they're saying, oh, my gosh, we got to do something. Don't worry, the mega banks, they've got a plan. Raise carbon taxes. Pass a VAT tax that tracks every part of the economy. While keeping all the other taxes, it'll all be selectively enforced. Globalists will be exempt, further consolidating the economy, further imploding the economy, and then they can hand out money and stimulus to certain insiders. And also poses the saviors while they strangle us. It's like a boa that's wrapped around a wild pig in the jungle, crushing it, talking to it sweetly, going, I love you. I'm going to save you. I know it hurts. Just relax and go with it. Okay? I'm here to help you. Folks, they ain't here to help us, okay? Let me just mayday this out to you, all the gullible little starry-eyed idiots out there. And all the people that work for the system, this is death and destruction, okay? The people running our government ordered torture in camps all over the world and black sites, okay? Hellraiser type stuff. You cannot sign on to this. You know, they take women's babies every day in every major city with no criminal records. About a third of the time it's a false positive. That's come out in the news. They're even taking lawyers' kids. They're even taking wealthy people's kids now because that gets the top dollar if they don't have any health problems or if they're the right color. And I talk to these people. It's happened to you. See it in the news as well. They give you a false positive for painkillers or marijuana whatever it is. And they come in and take your kid and they say you were abusing the child in your womb on these drugs. But they say until the moment the child's born, you can chop them up. And they say, oh, but it's a woman's right. See, it's all, they all phrase it one way when it's actually the other, you see. And, oh, women stood up. They got Obama elected. And women are like, well, and they cling to abortion like it's their buoy because most of them have had one. And so they're not ever going to say it was wrong. And so now they're saying, hey, why don't we just kill kids up to age 3? Guys, put up a major bioethics, a major medical journal, calls for killing children up to age 3, who are healthy, by the way. That came out a few months ago. We broke it. No one believed it for a week, and then mainstream media carried it because it was so incredible. They're like, this is the prestigious bioethics journal came out with a paper that they published and said was great, saying, let's kill people up to age 3. That's always been the plan. And, oh, there are the death panels now. So I'm here to tell you, they're going to come out. A, the voting machines are a fraud, but even if the voting machines were real, which they've been proven not to be, you can have 51% say that I've got to go be your slave. In a republic, everyone's rights are protected, so you can't vote someone's rights away. You can come out and say, oh, we have a poll that no one wants to know what's in the food. Did you hear me on that? And then try to spin it that people really don't want that, but no one's buying into that fraud. So A, the machines are fraudulent. B, you can't force people to do what you want just because you say somebody voted for it. If it's in the Bill of Rights, which is basically covers the entire field. So we must get the word out that we're not a democracy. We are a republic. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. The Bill of Rights and Constitution was never fully realized, but people pointed out liberties that were enshrined there, that were not given there, but that were simply pointed out there to demand more and more freedom. And here we are today. So the system acts like all of these things they're pushing are civil rights, when really it's just political football issues that they can toss back and forth while they destroy the economy, while they pick the winners and losers, while the crony capitalists take over and socialize and communitize and bring in this communitarian system so that we're all, quote, in one pool, so we can all be individually dictated to by the collective because, quote, our actions affect them in the collective. You understand that trap? Oh, well, your kid's, you know, going to have a health problem in 50 years if we don't eat the diet the government says is healthy, which happens to be GMO and aspartame and all this. And so the parents, you can't pack a school lunch now because you can't be trusted. You see how that works? If people want to live in this authoritarianism, you don't know what it's like. People that think it's cutesy to be friends with the system and feel like, well, I accept the system, so I'm part of it. That's make-believe. That's like walking out, if you lived in Europe, to a speed train point in, say, the Black Forest of Germany, where they have trains that go 220 miles an hour on their routes. They can go upwards of 300. Or let's say outside Tokyo, where they got trains that go 300. And let's just, and there's no fence around it. And you just walk out there and the birds are tweeting and you look at your watch and the trains are on time in Japan. And it's coming, and you go, well, I'm just going to make believe the train's my friend. And you see it, you know, coming at about 1,000 yards away. In seconds, it's going to be there. And you step out, and you see the headlights, and you go, my friend, my baby. Folks, it ain't your friend, it ain't your baby. It's a machine. It is going to splatter you like a bug on its titanium bumper. Why is Japan allowed to have that? Why is Germany? They've been taken over by the globalists, bombed out and taken over a long time ago, tricked to get into a war. So they get to have the high-tech test market where the globalists in Singapore or other areas or communist China, where they're fully in control, you can have the technological development. They're not even having debates in China about cloning humans. It's on. They're not even having debates about animals with 25 different, you know, other animals in them and that are part human. They're not even having debates. They just don't. They admit they're doing it, they just don't show it to you because that'll freak you out. They don't even mince words. They're now announcing earlier in the week, a bunch of newspapers said, yeah, we need one-child policies in Europe and the U.S., but we're going to start with a two-child policy. Just being announced just like that. And I've had my wife at least four times. She comes home and talks about being at a upscale grocery store and trendies come over, women, and say, and get upset. And of course, they're jealous and angry because my kids are just literally gifts from God and look like kids out of, like, you know, a fairy tale nursery rhyme or something, you know, with the blonde brown hair and the red cheeks and the green eyes. And the point is that, and they walk over, these are these women that have joined the system. They got power in the system. You know, they're 45 and can't have kids and hate their boyfriend who walks behind them. You see this now. This is the new, the men are submissive. The women walk in front. They're hyperhormone. The men are given female hormones. The women have receptors designed to be aggressive with their hormones. The men have receptors designed to be passive. And the woman's walking in front, and her husband or boyfriend's right there. What are you doing with three kids? Man, ugh. And my wife just laughs at them. But these are acolytes. These are priestesses of our death. They are no longer the great heart of humanity. They are now the wenches of Satan. They are now the enforcers of death. Their sacrament is dead babies. Their sacrament is black scorched earth. Their sacrament is hell poured out and the stench of rotten flesh. Their wombs are temples of Satan. That's who they are. That's what they want, and you will get it. You will die early of cancer. You will be trendy, and you will be dissolved in a vat of acid because it's bad to burn your body. And bad to be interred. You will have it all. You will have what you want. You will have your day of hell. You will have it all. Now, I haven't even gotten into the news yet, but I am just beside myself at the open evil. I'll be honest. I try to not watch mainstream television. And I try to not tune into the mainline propaganda because I mainly focus on news, not popular culture. And the news is bad enough, but it's only targeting 25% of the population or less who think they're intelligentsia because they read this twisted propaganda. The rest, 75% or so, are in suspended disbelief, sitting in front of televisions, being bombarded with high-tech propaganda, and being prepared to not have a survival instinct and to flip their survival instinct into a nihilistic death instinct. And that's now pretty much been successfully flipped to where life is seen as death and death is seen as life, where evil and stench is seen as beauty and beauty and exhilaration and enlightenment is seen as hell. So the flip is now happening, and I need to focus more on popular culture because that's where the baptism of stench is occurring. That's where the titan of death is being released. That's where the real destruction is happening. We'll tell you about them coming after your guns when we come back. They're coming. They say they're going to kill you if you don't turn them in.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to try to settle down a little bit here when we start the next hour and open the phones up. I want to hear from Obama supporters when I do give the number out, and then Paul Watson's coming on. Well, then we'll continue with just some general calls, people's take on the election. I don't want to try to hog the whole show. It's just that this is so real. This is so hardcore. When Obama in that debate said, I'm going to ban your handguns and your rifles, which we knew was the plan, my wife looked at me and she said, well, we've got to be for Romney. And I said, honey, you know Romney is a globalist as well. Whoever the elite want to put in, they're going to put in. There's going to be election fraud. You understand that? So they present it. It's like a hologram. They now, on purpose, they could have waited and declared states after the votes were counted. They declared states when no votes of the day were counted, almost 10 of them. I forget, what's she saying, 7 or 8 now? We're going to be breaking all this down. We already did with the names and numbers yesterday with Bev Harris, but we're going to do big reports on it. This is in your face. They want you to know. But for the general public, they want you to just get conditioned where, well, whatever they say. Who knows? It doesn't matter. What matters is they've announced that, yes, they want to raise $200 billion a year to start with a carbon tax on everything that puts out carbon dioxide, listing it as a toxic waste, even though Congress wouldn't pass the law 3 years ago. Obama's just implementing it. And people like, all carbon tax power plants, I don't care about that. You will care about it. These people that drive electric cars will lecture you that you've got to get. And it's like, it comes from coal, you moron. Where do you think the electricity comes from? It comes out of this plug right here. You know what those big power lines over there? You know where they go? See those big power lines on the highway? You know where those go? They go to a power plant. And 50%+ of our power comes from coal. And it's the most abundant thing we've got. And we have clean systems for decades now. But I told you I'd get into this here in my stack. This is up at Infowars.com. Mac Slavo breaks it down, and he's got links to all the announcements. We've also got the Second Amendment Foundation and others reporting the same thing. Turn them over. Feinstein moves to ban all assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and pistol grips. And then he's got links to all the major firearms groups and the meetings. And I talked to some different big D.C. reporters today, and they said, yeah, it's on. The reporters aren't ready to come on the show yet because they're busy at meetings, but they say much is afoot. California senator and longtime gun hater Dianne Feinstein legal staff held meetings on Friday with FTB ATF legal staff to discuss a new, this is last week before the election, assault weapons ban. Madam Feinstein would be looking to push through Congress if President Obama wins election. This has now been released. The same pretty good intelligence says the items that would lead to a ban would include pistol grips, high-capacity magazines, eliminate any grandfathering, and ban sales of weapons in possession. So that's the gun show loophole ban. as they call it, and just go on to then try to implement California-style movements. And that's what Shooting Wire has said. That's what the NRA said. It's got links to all of that. In fact, here's Reuters. After Obama wins, U.S. backs new U.N. arms treaty talks. And they write it, and we've done big articles on this. We need to republish those, where they admit that their interpretation of the implementation says civilian ownership of firearms will be abolished because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's their quote. I don't say it's legitimate for the state to have the monopoly of power. That's called total tyranny. It's called despotism. And they're now announcing that. UN celebrates Obama re-election by pushing global gun controls, the Second Amendment Foundation. I want to get them on. I want to get Larry Pratt on. I mean, it's red alert, folks. Incoming. We're under attack.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to drill down into the news, but here is a CBS News. After Obama wins, U.S. backs new U.N. arms treaty, which calls for banning citizens' arms and says foreign governments will agree to aid other governments in the confiscation of them. We did whole reports on this months ago. Tonight on the Nightly News, I know the great Mike Adams is coming in to be in the last 30 minutes of this radio show, but he's going to be hosting the news tonight. I think I'm going to do, we've been going live lately. It's been really powerful. We're going to have some parts of the show that are taped, some other parts that are live. I need to tape another report after the show just on the gun issue as well. Now that I think about it, I need to pull all that and pull the articles and pull the actual area of the treaty. Just because even though I've documented it dozens of times, we're going to do it again. We're going to give you the subsections. Like I say, there's civilian inmate labor camp programs, mass concentration camp, re-education camps ready. Using the term re-education camp. And yesterday I had them pull up, just because I mentioned it for the probably 100th time, the actual Army manual from 2010, now public. In fact, just because I mentioned it, you guys type it in again. It's I always forget the exact code on that that latest re-education camp. And it's not like we're calling a camp for citizens a re-education camp. They call it a re-education camp, and how they're going to process your social security numbers, how they're going to take your kids away from you. And, of course, and then the fun starts happening. Because the regular troops just get you in there, and then they hand you over to specialists with special training professionals. FM3-39.40. And if you scroll down to that article, it just has all the screenshots of the PDF on the Army's own site, showing you where they indeed say it's for U.S. citizens. First, there was all that denial. Hey, there's a lot of criminals and a lot of sadists who really want to, you know, have their dreams realized, and they need a tyranny to get enough kids and women and people to, you know, be able to do that. And so, you know, it's. I mean, come on, the tyrants need a little time for themselves, don't they? I mean, doesn't everybody get a fair shake in a world of evil? I mean, come on, it's going to be beautiful, according to them. You just don't seem to see how pretty it is. You don't seem to, you know, go to their drumbeat. So you're going to have to die. People are like, man, this is crazy. Yeah, history's crazy. Reality is, the name of a female dog. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't have a mass awakening, because the good people always end up having the mass awakening and kicking the butts of the evil. Even we got to use sticks and stones when it gets bad enough. We'll fight, we'll win, even with all the high tech we're going to face. But man, I don't want to get that bad before we wake up, okay? Because it's going to get real bad real quick. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in the high-tech New World Order prison, and time keeps dragging on. What are we going to do? When I come back, I'm going to give out the number for Obama supporters. So if you're an Obama supporter, we're only opening the phones up for you. We had one call in yesterday with so much satisfaction in their voice that it was stunning to hear. And he was just like, you don't understand. The age of you white people, the white male, is over. It's over. And that's always the language of being conquered. But see, that's an old primitive thing the globalists are using just to get folks stirred up. You know, the Romans come into the German area. That was just white against white. We're killing the men. We're taking your women. That's how that works. But it's done in a politically correct way. And I'm like, I just don't want to get our coal power plants turned off and there's poison in the vaccines. I want to save everybody. I believe in humanity. And they're like, sure you do. We're going to get your guns. And we're going to give your kids forced inoculations. We're going to run your life. So see, it's racist that I don't want to turn my guns in. I'm a bitter clinger. Bible and guns. So, I mean, I want to hear more of this. It's so good to hear. Plus, the fact that these people are victims of the system as well makes it even more pathetic. But we'll get into the economy right after I give the number out, then go to your calls.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Covering reality no matter where it takes us. I'm here Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166. And, of course, simulcasting on wonderful AM and FM affiliates across the United States. And streaming audio and video at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, I want to give the number out at the start of this hour, before I jump to some of this news, for Obama supporters. Because they don't seem to get that if you didn't like Obama, you must agree with all the Republicans. No, Obama's a big liar, he's a globalist, and he plans to shut down our economy to bankrupt us under government control. Just like they said, hey, the storm's great, it makes you dependent. Now Michael Moore has agreed with what Chris Matthews said, thanking God for the storm. They want to control and run your life. Sharecroppers, the guy that owns the sharecropping field, never wants the sharecroppers to get enough money to be able to get off the plantation. And you got to buy everything from the company store. When blacks went out of slavery at the end of 1867 or so, they just became sharecroppers. Well, they were now just like all the white slaves. And there were many history books written about how it was even worse, because now they could even drop it down more than people that were complete slaves, because now you could compete and compete and compete and make them sign a contract to live as sharecroppers to work for starvation wages. Because, again, you had to buy everything from the company store. You know, the old black blues hymnal. We ought to pull up the lyrics or find an old, 80-year-old recording of "I owe my soul to the company store." That's, in a nutshell, what globalism, what crony capitalism, what monopoly, New World Order-ism is. And they're here, and they're imploding the world economy right now by design so they can play the part of the saviors and get us all back on the plantation. Okay, that's what the Romans developed over 2,000 years ago. That's what we're now going under right now. Scientific version of it, though. And they're bombarding with the most degenerate, anti-family, anti-liberty messages, anti-founding fathers, anti-gun, pro-pedophilia, all over these shows on HBO and you name it, with little girls. I'm going to do a report on it probably tomorrow. I wasn't even aware it was this bad. They were showing me where they've got little kids, just doing stuff I can't even say on air. On mainstream television, some of the most popular shows in the country. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. You're like, why is this happening? To totally just overthrow everything, where no one even knows what's going on anymore, where they can get away with murder. I want to hear from Obama supporters how this is a great thing. Not how, well, he's better than Romney. I want to hear from you. And listen, you're strutting your stuff right now. I mean, I had a guy calling yesterday and with just total satisfaction and tell me that, the age of the white man was over. And I was a white guy. And it the age of the white man, how about the age of reason? Where you don't like government-run healthcare, you're a racist. They just throw it out there. It's so mindless. I want to hear from the Obama supporters. Tell me how great it's going to be like Chicago and New York when they ban our guns. That's now being announced. Tell me how great it is to have 1,000-plus power plants shut down. Do you know what that's going to do? Tell me carbon dioxide that plants breathe is bad. That's all these power plants put off is water vapor and that. Tell me how the environmental movement isn't a eugenics movement meant to create a managed economy by the elites. Tell me again why General Electric and others pay zero taxes, but they're about to bring the general tax up to over 40% for somebody that actually works. Just the income tax, not all the dozens of others. Tell me again about how things work. Tell me again about how your electric car is good, but a gas car is bad when the electric car is coming from a coal power plant, the power. Tell me why I'm bad because I spend 18 hours a day studying and researching and you just sit there and feel like you're a winner and go, oh, too bad your guy Romney didn't win. Folks, people in the endorsement of Obama says, you didn't build that. We want to turn our guns in. We want open borders. We want global government. We want to shut down our industry. We want to be dependent. It's not that Romney was ever going to win. It's clear now. Total election fraud everywhere. And we don't even know what it is because of these machines. Might have been Romney, might have been Obama. They just have it out there in our face. Bev Harris yesterday, where they're announcing all over the country, states for Obama, states for Romney, when none of the votes of the day were counted. They just said, oh, here's the winner at 7 o'clock. This is what's going on. This is big, folks. And you notice the economy is imploding. I told you they'd do that. Now he's reelected. Now he's not facing reelection. They can say, oh my gosh, things are imploding. We've got to have a new carbon tax. We've got to have a new value-added tax. We've got to, and you know what? They've now announced it. I was in there during one break. We've got CNN on in the coffee room. I was in there getting water. And they were announcing, yes, the new VAT and new carbon taxes will get the economy going. I'm walking back there to get more water. And David Knight, our reporter, walks out. He goes, they're in there calling, you know, about the mass shootings to ban semi-autos. You're right. And I walked in. They were saying it. It's on, folks. It's on. Boom. It's the day after the election. The day after they got Obamacare through, they said, you know what? It does control what care you can get. It does create panels. And we need death panels. We need to get rid of old people. In fact, I saw it on screen. You found the article. The Bioethics Journal, put it up, guys, came out and said, remember, months ago, we need to go ahead and get rid of babies. Even when they're healthy. Hey, if we're aborting children in the womb, why not abort them up to age 3? It's the mother's choice. You guys had it on screen when I was out there during the break. On that computer right over there. There it is. Medical journalists call for afterbirth abortions. Say infants aren't people. They don't have a moral right to life. Afterbirth abortion up to age 3. Click on that state in their paper. Click on the blue link right there. A study published in the Medical Ethics, the Journal of Medical Ethics. And it looks like they've changed the link, but you can just type in that actual journal. Just type in their names. Study authors Alberto Gibelluni and the other guy, and you'll find it. Yeah. So there you go. This is what's... I know them. I know who they are. I read the books they wrote. I know their plan. You read 1984? You read Brave New World? Well, you better read them. And you better take them like a deck of cards, and you better put them together. And that's what you're going to get. And that's not me saying that. That's Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran the UN, Julian Huxley. Here's the toll-free number for Obama supporters. 800. You can call me on your Obama phone. 800. He gave you a phone. He's going to do more. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. No excuses. No excuses. I want to hear from you. I am beside myself, though. I have CBS News. I have Reuters. I have the Second Amendment Foundation. I have Infowars.com. I have them all here with the links to the statements, and I just saw it on CNN. They are going to try to ban and physically make you turn in all semi-auto handguns and rifles, just like Obama said in the second debate, and they're going to do it all. And they say this means you will have to turn them in to the, quote, authorities. Turn them in to, not the servants, the authorities, because you voted for Obama. Well, I'm sorry, 51% says I have to be their slave. not the case. See, I'm in a republic versus a democracy. And yes, the Greeks, during some of their periods, some of their city-states that practiced democracy, they'd have a bucket of white rocks, a bucket of black rocks. People would go to other buckets and drop in. The black rock is a yay, or a nay. A white rock is a yay, a yes. And they would vote to kill people. We don't like what you said. Let's go up and have a vote. Okay. Their favorite thing was to make you drink hemlock or throw you off. My dad and mom actually took photos of the famous, I forget the name of the cliff, where they would march philosophers and people up who criticized the government or whatever and throw them off. Hey, you like a 1,000-foot cliff? We're throwing you off here. How's that sound? Yeah, you know what? I don't think I want that democracy. Because people would vote on electronic voting machines. Wouldn't matter if everybody said, we didn't vote to kill Alex. We like Alex. Let's raise our hands. Oh, we're not going to raise hands. The machine says Alex goes to a re-education camp because that's how the Soviets do it. Well, that's reasonable. Let him work for the people and learn how the little guys feel. That's what they always tell the dumbed down, unwashed masses. Oh, you see this business owner? Well, guess what? He's getting 10 years in Siberia. Yeah! And now, oh, you can go run the business. A month later, it's all completely collapsed and a bunch of infighting, and half those people have been sent to a re-education camp because the only place they can get work now is in a total slave situation. China, North Korea, all of it. Nazi Germany. It ends up being giant slave factories. That's the people's paradise. National socialism. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't read. Let's not exaggerate. 100 or more history books on World War II from different angles and perspectives. In fact, let me be honest. I probably read 150. I forgot, like in a one-year period, I read about 50 one time, got totally addicted. I know all their names. I know about the fights with secret societies in each country. I know all about the Roman Empire. I know all about the Byzantine Empire. I know all about the different African empires. I know about the Chinese empires. I know about the Japanese empires. I know about the Mesoamerican empires. I know it all, a general understanding of what humans do. And let me give you the little news flash here. We're going in to absolute red-hot despotism. And you're like, well, things are bad, but they don't look, they're going to implode everything. If we don't wake up to the crooks that run things, you understand that? Of course they stole the election when they selected both the candidates. And then they stole it again because we know fraud went on everywhere. And now we're here and they're going, yeah, we're coming for your guns. And folks, they don't care if a bunch of cops and military die taking our guns. In fact, they want them to die. That's part of the plan as well. Have us kill each other. So, folks, we either get active or we get in forced labor camps. Okay, Alex Jones here back live. I will get into some of the police state and how we're fighting back against it with Paul Watson. I will continue with calls. We're about to go to those. And I want to go over the economic numbers because we knew exactly where we were going. Obama decision puts America on trajectory towards financial mega disaster. Mike Adams breaking that down. Mark Faber, Jim Rogers, top analyst. Quote, Obama is a disaster. The stock market should have fallen 50%. And you should buy yourself a machine gun. I need to buy a tank. It's going to be more inflation, more money printing, more debt, more spending. That's a compilation of quotes from Faber and Rogers out of Investment Watch blog. It is on. Harry Reid on hiking debt limit to 18.794 trillion. We will raise it. I've got Fed report, 100% chance of recession. We've been in a depression for 4 years. Debt ceiling likely to be raised without fanfare. McDonald's sales drop for first time since 2003. It just goes on and on. Harry Reid announces filibuster crackdown, giant tax increases, carbon taxes being announced, defense layoffs being announced. I've got a whole stack of them here. Wall Street casts its vote. The market is going down. Obama re-election prompts largest stock market drop in a year. Bloomberg reports, again, massive carbon tax, $200 billion a year. I mean, and they say they're just going to levy it on the companies, and they'll just pass it on to you. The gas distributors, the oil distributors, all of it. They're just going to do it. The coal distributors, you're just going to pay it. You're going to pay it like a VAT up in production. All right, I've got a bunch of people here. Mike likes Obama in Illinois, 1520 AM listener. Tommy loves Obama. Jonathan in South Carolina loves Obama. Robert loves Obama. Colin says they disagree. I don't know what that means. I'm taking Obama calls right now. People that love Obama. Hey, if you tell me, Mike in Illinois, listening on WLUV 1520 in Chicago. We're a huge listening audience there. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me how Obama's great.
Okay, well, after the last administration, the Republican administration of 8 years, do you realize that the Bush administration set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM with the consulting advice of former enemy nationals, communists from East Germany and the Soviet Union?
Yeah, Marcus Wolf, Primakov, and others. I broke all that. But Obama expanded all of it. I told you they're all puppets. Don't you get it? They're bad, and so is Obama.
I understand that. But if it wasn't for George Bush, Obama wouldn't even be possible. I mean, this is the man, and this is the administration. I shouldn't say the man. The last administration is the one that really set us up to be destroyed. So,
you like Obama. I mean, I just don't, I understand the other guys are bad too. I'm saying, do you understand that they want to make it like you have it in Chicago where you can't own guns? They want to try that in Texas. I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen?
Well, maybe you're way ahead of me, Alex, but I just don't see him as bad as what we had before. I hope I'm right and you're wrong. That's all I could say.
Well, thank you, Mike. That was a much more cogent person. I mean, the guy yesterday was just really getting off. I've had people on the street going, "Hey, Alex, sorry. It's like it's choose your own adventure novel. Well, it's choose your own nightmare. Either one would have been bad. It's that watching your idiotic satisfaction is what gets to me, okay? That's just moronic. Let's talk to Jonathan in South Carolina watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Alex, hey, I have to tell you, I'm actually speaking on behalf of someone who doesn't have the guts to call in, but is the biggest Obama supporter that you could know. He thinks QE3 is going to save our country from the economic problems of out-of-control capitalism.
Sure helps Zimbabwe and Germany.
Oh, absolutely. He thinks that it's good to give up our guns. We don't need them. Why would you need guns? All they're used for is violence.
Yeah, exactly. The threat of violence against criminals.
You're a crazy, out-of-control, fringe conspiracy theorist who makes things up. He honestly gets the news from MSNBC, and it's you can't speak to
people.
No,
I hear you, but you're not. I know that. I appreciate your call. But listen, we're going to go to break, come back with a few more, and then Paul's going to give us a report, Paul Watson, on some breaking info, and then we're going to go back to your calls here. But and then I'm going to get into the economic stuff because this is going to be bad. One of my crew has a house they rent, because he's only been down here about a year and a half. He's going to get a house soon, but he's got a house he rents, and the wife of the owner of the house, I guess one of the owners, found out that he works here, and came over to him and said, "I'm a former Marine, and it's impossible that Alex Jones snuck into Bohemian Grove. He's a liar. Like, you're a Marine, so everybody else doesn't count." Because, see, in their mind, no one has any get-up-and-go to do anything. And so just because they say I'm a liar, I mean, I'm admitted to going to Bohemian Grove. You know, I mean, the people that run it have talked about wanting me arrested in newspapers before. It's on record I snuck in, but I'm still just a liar because she said so. The globalists are razor sharp, and they'll get their way if you don't stand up against them. They'll slice us apart. I'm going to go back to some Obama supporters, then I'm going to get into the economic news here. But look at this article out of the Telegram.com here in the U.S. by Mark Blazes. It says, outdoors paranoia of gun control victimizing Obama. He goes on to say Obama has made no such attempt to try to restrict guns in any way. And he goes on to say, but sportsmen are being lied to by the Safari Club and the NRA. Now, folks, Obama, when he was a state senator and a U.S. senator, said he does not believe, and we've played these clips, it's on record, that anyone should be able to own guns except government. And Obama said in his second debate he wants to ban all semi-autos, including handguns. And where he's from in Chicago, they have a total gun ban for the citizens unless you jump through 85 million hoops. It's basically impossible. New York's totally banned guns, New York City. All over the world, they just keep restricting, register, confiscate. Look at England, look at Australia. And then they finally get rid of the gun clubs where your gun is kept in a locker, and now they've banned fox hunting. And so foxes, I saw this article, go into people's houses and kill their babies. Foxes get big, folks. They're in the dog family. They're not dogs, but they're close to it. And they are meaner than a barrel of rattlesnakes. And now they're just killing people's cats. They're killing people's little dogs. All over Austin, when I hike, I see, my cat's gone. My cat. Where's my cat? We need to be able to find the cat. And I talk to people who see their little dogs and cats being eaten by coyotes. But then the environmentalists say, but they shouldn't allow controlled hunts of the coyotes when there's giant green belts coming into Austin and there's packs of wild dogs and they're even killing people's big dogs. And this is what happens when you remove the predators. You become the prey. It's like mountain lions killing people. And that's what they want, these totally domesticated people. Everywhere the globalists are in control, they take everyone's firearms. This is what they want. And Dianne Feinstein has now come out and said, yes. Last year they had, five bills that would ban semi-autos. And now they say they think they've got the votes. They got more votes in the Senate. They're saying Obama may do stuff with executive order, like he's going to do on cybersecurity. They're trying to go under the radar right now, but if we don't stay on top of them, they're going to go, you have a right to own guns. We just have a right to restrict your ownership of firearms. So that's what's happening on that front. I mean, here it is, Fox News, gun control treaty. Will reveal gun laws Obama really supports. Well, I mean, we did analysis of it. We've done analysis. Kurt Nimmo just did another story at Infowars.com. It says in the UN gun treaty that civilians won't be able to own guns. It says that other governments will come and help other governments disarm their people. I mean, it's all there. I've had Bob Dacey in with an hour-long special report on it you can pull up. Just Bob Dacey on UN gun treaty. I mean, he writes for the New American Magazine. Continuing, UN celebrates Obama re-election, Sacramento Bee, by pushing global gun control, says Second Amendment Foundation. Why gun stocks soared after Obama's win? That's out of Top Stocks, MSNBC. Investors ran to buy gun stocks. Gun sales exploded to the all-time high. Following Obama victory, U.S. backs new U.N. arms treaty talk. Victorious Obama rockets back on the gun control radar with U.N. arms treaty. Yeah, and I'm in there watching CNN, and every time I go back there, they're saying we got to ban guns. Hey, but now the talking point is everybody agrees you got a Second Amendment for hunting, which is when it's not for hunting. It's for tyranny and criminals to be stopped. But we're just going to ban those big evil ones and register all the others you bought at gun shows from private people. We need to know where every one of them is. And we're going to put cameras in outside your house without warrants. And we're going to come in your house without warrants now for a gun security check. They're already doing that all over the country. I mean, they are in our face. We got Paul Watson. We got Watson. That's good. We're going to go to him then in just a moment. But this is the mind game they play. There's no death panels in the bill. Oh, yeah, of course we're going to deny old people care and tell the doctors what they can do. And, yeah, it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, and it was written by the insurance companies. And the only stocks to go up are the health stocks because they wrote it, and it's a big, giant scam, blah, blah, blah. My dad's in healthcare management. He can come on the air and tell you. The Wall Street Journal bragged it was written by the big boys. But it doesn't matter. These little suckers want to go, he gave me a phone, he's going to give me more. Yeah, they take the economy, crush it, and then make us all desperate, and they hand out little chicken feed to everybody. Now, I want to go to a few more Obama supporters to see if there's any real ones here. We have a listener in Tennessee listening on WBCR 1470 AM, one of our oldest and greatest affiliates right outside Knoxville. William in Tennessee, do you support Obama?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell me all about how great it is.
Well, to be honest with you, Alex, you know, he has not mentioned banning guns. And I defy you to tell me where he has.
Okay, just for you, I will do a piece tonight where I will show in the UN treaty and their interpretation of the treaty, where they say they want to ban the civilian ownership of firearms, and where they say that they will have other countries come in and take people's guns. I mean, we've written the articles, we've done the reports. I will pull them in and do it for you again. And then also, I will get you the quotes so people start going and getting the crew to get these. That's what the reporters are there for. I need to pull his state senator quotes from his platform as state senator in Chicago. I mean, there in Illinois, from Chicago. And then I want to get his attorney general's quotes about how they want to just outright ban guns. Citizens shouldn't, Eric Holder's on record. And, I mean, there it is right there. Obama said he wants to do something about not just the semi-auto rifles. He goes, not just the assault weapons, but I want to do something about these handguns, too. Well, so that's what Dianne Feinstein, it's in the Sacramento Bee, Dianne Feinstein's saying they want to get, like, California laws where you have to restrict them. Last year, the ATF proposed a new rule, not a law, but it got shot down. People said, well, you don't have that power, saying all shotguns, over 60% of them manufactured right now, that take a clip or can take or semi-auto have to be banned because they can be modified to be full auto. So, I mean, you just say, I defy you to show you. I mean, sir, have you seen them ban guns in all these other Western countries?
No. I mean, some have, but that's not going to happen here. Look, because it's a conspiracy website does not mean it's true.
Okay, so
you are.
Now, listen, hold on just a minute, sir. You just called in. And I just gave you a bunch of news articles where the UN says they want to, I mean, the UN takes guns all over the world. And we've written articles. I've told you where you can find them. Kurt Nemo just did one. By the way, the stock market's down 76 points right now on the Dow Jones Industrial. Let me just go to the front page of InfoWars here. I've got like a Mac Mini in here, and it's slower than Christmas. Maybe, can we restart my computer every day? Because what ends up happening is I get in here, and we you did restart it today? Well, it's slower than Christmas. Well, I know we got it because it's not loud, but we need to put me a fast computer in there, drill a hole through the wall. That way you guys can control it anyways, because it's paralyzing me. Something's wrong with it. I'm going to smash it during the break, actually. That's got to be the only way to get rid of it. Well, sir, you just said it. You said the word conspiracy theory and that nobody wants our guns. And I guess you're denying that the rest of the Democratic Party, that they're always calling to ban guns. You're saying the Violence Policy Center, Sarah Brady, big contributors. Are you saying Rahm Emanuel didn't say that he wants to restrict our gun ownership and that he wants to put us on a no-gun-buy list with no judge or no jury? Are you saying that's not true either?
Are you really saying the one person having an opinion...
Hold on, put him back on hold. Sir, listen, I need you to answer my questions. You said, I want the proof. I mean, I gave you all sorts of proof. I read news articles before he came on, but I'll put a whole report together because I'm already planning this. They're out of the gate saying they want to ban semi-autos right now. They introduced 5 bills last year in the U.S. Congress to do it. That was on record. And you just say, oh, conspiracy website, that's not going to happen. Sir, in the city Obama's from, is there a gun ban for the general population?
I don't live in Chicago. I have no idea.
There you go. You live in a world of ignorance. All you do is say the word conspiracy theory.
God, you're nuts. You are a freaking wacko. You know that?
Mm-hmm. You bet. Crazy like
you're
a fox,
a
too.
Mm-hmm. You're a wacko. Oh, my God.
Guys, I want clips. Put him on hold again. I want clips of this guy in between. In fact, I want to hit him hard. I want all the reporters to do their own reports, too. Showing the quotes, showing the statements, showing the articles, showing the documents, cutting back to him, saying it's not true. Keep hitting us. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you're on the air. Look, pal, putting your own website does not make you an expert. I have looked everywhere in the papers. I have been researched myself. They're not going to ban guns. People have opinions about it, yes, but that's not policy, right? Is that right?
You just said you can't believe I'm on the air. Do you support the 10 senators and more than 50 House members that want to ban free speech on talk radio and make people only repeat government talking points?
Where is that coming from? What bill is that?
Wait a minute. You just said
what
you
bill is that?
Hold on one moment. Well, actually, it's an FCC regulation, and there's literally hundreds of articles the last couple of years where they've had FCC debates and letters from the Congress people saying they want the fairness doctrine brought back in that was in place till the mid-1980s, and now you're showing your ignorance again. I'm talking about admitted things here, like Washington, D.C. exist, or you know, Jesus Christ existed. or George Washington existed, and you're here trying to imply that there wasn't a, quote, fairness doctrine with its Orwellian term, and that there, last time I checked, there it is, Obama calls for renewal of assault weapons ban. What is that, ABC News? Yeah, ABC News, boom, hit you hard, bud. I mean, we're going to hit you so hard. In fact, I'm going to start doing this every day. We're going to get you people on, and everybody's going to see who you are. Now, okay, are you telling me, hey, do you think I should be allowed to be on the radio? Let's ask you.
Oh, my God, I can't. Is your show for real, or is this a comedy act?
There you go. More hyperbole, man. Listen, buddy, listen. Guys, type in 10 senators call for reenactment of fairness doctrine. Do you know what the fairness doctrine is?
Yes, I do. It's equal time for both parties. Has it happened yet?
They're trying to bring it back, and you say equal time for both parties. What about those of us that don't believe in either one of the parties? That's like 50% of the public now in major polls don't see through the illusion.
The illusion?
Yeah,
please,
bud.
Tell me you're a please tell me you're a comedian. This is an act. Because you are the funniest person on radio right now.
So you're having an appeal to peer pressure, like aha, you're funny, aha, look at him, childlike. I mean, you think your opinion has any effect on the facts?
Oh, my God, you're hilarious. Oh, my God.
So that's all you can do. All you can do. All you can do. Guys, type it in. Type in members of the House call for return of fairness doctrine. And so we'll also put that up on screen for him here. I can do it right here. You know, Congressman calls for return to fairness doctrine. Just you can put it up there. I mean, there you go. What they want is, quote, equal time. That means you take official feeds and then you only sit there and report establishment news, and you can't say. I mean, they're trying to tell churches. Let me ask you this question, sir. Do you believe churches should be able to say that they don't agree with things that the government's doing?
Sure, it's free speech. Everyone does. You do, I do. Everyone does.
No, they actually tell churches that under 501c3, they don't have any free speech.
That's what you asked. You asked if I thought they could, and they should be able to. I do think they should be able to.
Well, yeah, because it's called the First Amendment. Do you think that's just a quote from my website? Can you quote the First Amendment, please?
Congress shall make no I'm going to paraphrase. The Congress shall make no law infringing on religion and free speech. I can't remember the exact name.
And the reason you know it is because I guess you've been listening to the show. That's good.
No, I listen to actual radio, not a comedian.
Really? It's a comedian. Let me just stop you. We have an article, bombshell, leaked UN treaty does ban guns. And since this came out in July, a month later, they did release it. We had the proper treaty. You can go check our subsections to the treaty. And we have links to Forbes, their analysis saying, yes, it does indeed call for a ban on guns. But then we have links to the subsections, outlaws most types of shotguns, greater reporting burdens on gun shops in southwest border states outside of law, and calls for the civilian abolition of firearms ownership. And it's literally a 13-page article, sir, with hyperlinks to the treaty and to all of the statements. I mean, are you still saying I'm lying?
Look, tell you what, I got to go do some actual work. You go home, watch the X-Files, wear your tinfoil hat. Those of us in reality have stuff to do. Bye, Jackass.
So, X-Files, let me ask you a question. Have you heard all the mainstream news admitting that the U.S. government sprayed radiologicals on U.S. cities like St. Louis? Oh, he hung up. UN agreement should have all gun owners up in arms, Forbes. And it goes on to say it does ban your firearms. That's Forbes, and then they link to the quotes. I just, you know, I gave you ABC News. I gave you Forbes. I mean, ABC absolutely hates guns, hates me, Nightline attacks us. Listen, you're not going to stop us, okay? And when you try to come get our guns, everybody knows you people, we're not taking your guns. I mean, at Waco, they said this is not an assault as the tank was ramming into it, shooting the people. And, I mean, we're in a lot of trouble here, folks. Paul Watson's coming up, but I'm just going to get to him in the next hour. This is so important, the news he's got. But let's continue here with Robert in California. He's watching on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Robert, tell me, I guess Obama's a great guy and I'm bad. Go ahead.
Well, I like Obama better because I'm in the military, and I've noticed a lot of people, they're not even in reality. And so if Romney would have got elected, he's no better, and they would have just gone back to sleep, and they're playing fantasy football.
So you like Obama because he'll get the party really started. You like him because he's going to get this thing going quicker.
Yeah, we're fighting against truth and lies. It's not about left or right, blue or red, and that's what I learned from watching your show. It's all about knowing the truth. And right now, people are just lost. And so, I mean, just we need to elect the devil as president, because whatever can get, you know, get it down there where it needs to go, because it's got to get worse before it gets better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if we rot too long, though, they will win. But then it's still horrible to see the evil. I mean, they're announcing they're going to try to ban semi-autos right now on the news. And this guy's calling up saying, no, we're not. And again, that's a tactic by the establishment. I don't think it was a tactic by him. These Obama supporters and government lovers are so trusting and starry-eyed, he actually believes it. I mean, these people are zombies.
Well, Alex, you got to remember that the era of the white man is over.
Yeah, I'm like talking about coal power plants are going to be shut down, and the guy called in and said that. God bless you. Anything else?
They sound like government... And like PSYOP. He didn't even sound like a real, you know, like you said, he sounded like some sort of NCIS or some officer trying to make you sound crazy.
Oh, by the way, let's do that. Guys, pull up. I forget the manual number. I have the civilian inmate labor camp, Army Regulation 210-35. I have the internment resettlement operations for U.S. citizens, 3-39.40, for you and your family in a re-education camp. But pull me the Army manual on gun confiscation, city by city in the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me give you public declassified. I reported on this before it was declassified. It's funny, after we get stuff, they go ahead and declassify it. Internment and resettlement operations, FM-39.40. And more than 30 times in here, they talk about processing you in U.S. cities, social security numbers, where to put the kids, where to put people in the brigs, how to fortify the facilities from outsider attack if we try to free the people out of the camp. That's FM-39.40. And I've had countless current Army officers and people on record admit they're doing gun confiscation drills. There's Army Regulation 310-35, Civilian Inmate Labor Program. Headquarters, Department of Army, Washington, D.C., 14th January. Unclassified. How they're going to put you in the camps. And they got the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program that expands into the Model Health Emergency States garbage. And then you've got the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Here's Civil Disturbance Operations, subcourse number MP101005, Edition C, 6 credit hours. Adopted April 2006, and it's a long manual, but if you just go to Army Manual Outlines Plan to Confiscate Firearms, Detain Americans, and it talks about taking your guns, getting your social security number, cordoning the towns and cities, it was a couple of years ago, an MP called up and said, hey, you know, this just got declassified, you want to go read it? And we went and looked it up, and there it was. He goes, I've been waiting years to tell you this while it was classified. Now I can tell you about it. These guys still follow the rules, even though the government's criminal. I'm not judging you for that. I mean, I just, you know what? I mean, if it was classified, they're raping little kids. You're going to keep it quiet? I mean, you know, shove this in your pipe. That guy that called in, man, I can handle Obama supporters that call in and are reasonable. But you call in and start using, you know, conspiracy terms and stuff. Listen, Jack. Everybody I know has got 50 guns and tens of thousands of rounds of ammo, and they're not excited about what's coming, but they're going to defend their families. When the government turns off your lights, I hope you love it, just like the poor New Yorkers and people in New Jersey. I'm so sick of people like you. By the way, we conducted for $6,900, that's pretty expensive, a national poll. It's not our first. Last time I did one was about 4 years ago. It cost about $5,000. We used Harris. And Watson's going to put the article out today. You have to get your article approved when you use their material. Talk about a hassle. And I wouldn't normally do that, but that's part of the agreement, to get a major respected polling agency to do a poll. And what we found ties into the TSA. It is what we thought we were going to find. Unbelievable, though. Big national scientific poll that is coming up towards the end of the next hour when Mike Adams is in here with us. Listen, I'm going to tell the little boy that called in earlier, this ain't a game, Jack, okay? This isn't fun. And I hope you're still laughing later. And believe me, I hope things turn out okay and you're right. I know you're not. It actually really hurts me bad. Not that you were laughing at me, but that you're so weak. I'm going to go to some other Obama supporters, then Watson at 8 after. Paul Watson with some breaking news here on the TSA, and then other breaking news at the end of the next hour. I haven't plugged anything in an hour and 57 minutes. I haven't plugged anything in yesterday's show either because I'm just so focused. But when you buy Pro Pure water filters, the deal goes to the end of the week. We never offered a deal this good. 15% off on the best gravity filters out there. No one can even get close to this deal on the water filtration systems. And we've got discounts on the Life Straw and other things. All of that available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the small profit we make on these does help fund the operation. In side-by-side comparisons, there's nobody can even get close to ProPure when it comes to Gravity Fed. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We're mid-air refueling. We're going to premiere tonight Strategic Relocation, the film, after the news. So I'd say by around 8 o'clock Central tonight, the news will run about an hour probably. We're going to premiere the two-hour-plus film. You can also buy the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. But tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks out there have got a decision to make. They can either wake up and realize we're going into tyranny. There's no debating that if you knew history. Or you can just bet your life and your future on the New World Order. And I know why people want to rationalize, because you're not evil. And you don't understand. I've talked to these Obama supporters. Last one was really scary. I've got some more here. Henry and Grace and Colin and others. And we got Watson coming up with some big breaking news. Economy's going to hell in a handbasket by design. I mean, the day after he's elected, the same Wall Street banks put Obama in, gave him more money, almost 2-1 in some cases, well, 3-1 with Goldman Sachs, that they gave Mitt. Not because Mitt was good, but because Obama was the guy again. And now they say, oh, they don't like Obama, so they plunge the market. They're plunging it because they're getting ready to get you to accept a bunch of tax increases in the name of fixing it. It's so ridiculous. Let's go to one of these callers. Colin. Oh, no, Colin's not lined up first. Who's been holding the longest? Grace in Pennsylvania loves Obama, I guess. Go ahead. Tell me how much you love Obama.
Oh, okay. Can I say a couple of things and not be just put on hold or
sure.
Cut off?
Sure.
Okay. I voted for Obama because he's serious and sincere. He for equal pay for women, global warming, Pell Grants, making college affordable, and health care. And you know why your man Mitt Romney lost? Because he's a severe fake, he's a severe hypocrite, and he's a severe swindler. He would tell you enough half-truths and distortions to pull you in. Once you pulled in, and if you don't, and once you find out the truth, it's too late. You've been had. And I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
ma'am, you had 1 minute. I'm going to get a minute, and then you get a minute. Hold on a moment. If you were actually listening, you've heard me say over and over again, Mitt Romney was not my man, but that Obama supporters laugh at me. It's happened on the street now, at the store last night, and tell me your man lost. Ha, ha, ha. Listen, do you understand what I just said? Wall Street put more money into him than Romney, not because they liked Obama even over Romney. That was who they thought could con people better. And you sound like a seminar caller. The Democratic Party has these seminar calls. It's been known for 20 years where they give you a list. You're reading off a list. Now I know you could either written that down off the news as a talking point or someone gave it to you. Did you just hear me say that? I understand it's about your man won, my guy lost. I understand I'm not in the ball game. I'm outside of it. We're about getting outside the box. Do you understand that?
Alarmist, and you're a coward.
I'm an alarmist, and I'm a coward. Listen, ma'am, I just gave you 1 minute. I had exactly 1 minute. You just came back. Go ahead.
Why did you go over there and fight the terrorists over there? And as far as the debt ceiling, your man Ronald Reagan had raised the debt ceiling several times, and Obama only raised it 8. Bush, all the Republicans.
Wait a minute! Did somebody put a tweet out that you could call into a conservative show and Democrats think this is a mainline Republican show? Ma'am, have you ever heard my show before?
And still people with fear, and you go to the point that they might want to act on. You ask those people.
Put her on hold. That is a talking point that I'm going to cause violence. Did you hear that? I need to just, like, not be scared of all this tyranny to everybody. Obama, 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 go quietly. You know, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please. Dear, I'm going to ask you one last question. Have you ever actually listened to my show?
Swear to the truth, you are speaking polarizing, poison rhetoric every day, and it's tearing this country apart.
Do I need to be shut down?
Hey, it's freedom of speech, just like I'm speaking. But people need to know that every day you are speaking polarizing, poison rhetoric. It's just like a cancer. You cannot. What you're doing is not
I'm
right.
I'm like a laser beam burning out the cancer, honey.
Awesome.
You know what? You know what? I know. I've done the research. I know I'm right. And I'm sorry for you. You sound so dumbed down. You've been drinking fluoride your whole life. I bet you were on baby formula brought up. I bet you your brain is probably half the size it should have developed. And I'm sorry the globalists did this to you. And ma'am, I'm going to fight for you, okay? I love you. I'm serious. I'm going to fight for you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is coming in to spend a long segment with us at the bottom of the hour, breaking down Prop 37. Do you really believe that the people of California who were 2-1 in polls wanting to label their food as GMO, do you really believe that the electronic voting machines let them vote and that they voted to not have the food labeled when everything else is labeled? That is coming up. I am going to shake the show up, and I've said that. I'm going to start taking calls from socialist and communist and Obama supporters. We've got more of them, and I'm going to tell you, it's very entertaining. To hear them read off a Democratic Party script and deny they want our guns and deny there's tax increases or deny there's death panels, and then we can play their own people calling for it. I mean, it really illustrates how dumb you've got to be to openly want socialism. Doesn't mean the Republicans are good either. They're dumb enough to think the Republican Party's going to save them. But at least they think, freedom is good and guns are good and abortion's bad. They get suckered by a corrupt system. But we're going to have to admit how much trouble we're in or have no hope. Now, I told you 10 years ago, because I saw C-SPAN, they said they were going to do it. Everybody's like, oh, they're never going to do that. And now they do. Highway checkpoints with TSA. The TSA now certifies police as if they're God. They go certified, actually trained, bonded people that you've now had a federal course. You can now stick your hands down people's pants without warrants. It's like a magic wand. The TSA is now taking people to the private grope rooms to abuse them and strip search them and radiate them. They're moving the radiator machines, which they admit have been killing people, to the smaller airports that haven't had a chance to be barbecued yet, and moving a new form of radiation emitting machine out that major studies show hurts people. You can look those up. So all of that is happening and going on. And Paul Watson, a couple months ago, he said, shouldn't we do what you and others called for a couple years ago, the national opt-out? And also because the TSA's own website admits you're allowed to film them. You're just not allowed to cause a disturbance. But they lie and say, oh, I'm going to arrest you if you do that. Oh, I'm going to, whatever. They'll try to take your film. I'm saying, and we say in the article Paul wrote a month ago, that do it at your own risk, though, if you believe in freedom. I know we're going to go out and do it. It's film the TSA and opt out of the naked body scanners. And I think, Paul, you should get a report as part of that article that I know you're going to relink in an article we're putting out in about 30 minutes with some other big breaking news to the last article about the national opt-out film campaign. And maybe I create text that I can have my graphics crew create a nice flyer with quotes out of New York Times, Associated Press, with scientists saying the machines give you cancer, both the old ones and the new ones, and then have folks hand that out to people at the airport. And they'll say no soliciting. You say, oh, I was just warning someone, go hand a few out. When they say leave, don't confront them, leave. And, of course, they may break your neck for it. I mean, the country's not free anymore. Badandi had a bunch of TSA people recognize him when he was flying back from Rhode Island to see his family. He went up there to take care of him during the storm. And He said they all surrounded him, asked for autographs, said they loved the show, and that this is just a job for them, and they don't like being told to do what they're doing. And that's an important point I want to make now and go to Watson. Whatever you do, whatever you do, this is so important. Understand that we tend to blame the TSA at a primitive animal level. I do that too. Everywhere I go, they want my autograph, and they say, look, I've been here 5 years. It's the job I've got. It's actually pretty good paying. I try to, you know, we try to not follow things. We want to unionize. And it's the supervisors. Well, that's who likes to abuse. That's who likes to rob. That's who they keep catching robbing everybody. That's who they put in. We've had insider TSA people blow the whistle, and they recognized their voices and came after them, where they actually, you heard the news say they don't do the background checks. No, they do them and then hire you when you're some type of criminal. Hitler did this. Stalin did this. Lenin did this. Mao did this. This is how they do it. So, we cannot blame the TSA in the final equation, because that just makes the better ones end up leaving, and then all you've got's the bad. That's part of the plan. In the final equation, it is the Congress who acts like they don't know about it when they did this, and the executive branch, and Obama, who's accelerated it. Let me tell you, his Justice Department, big sis, that woman is the one in there honchoing the in your pants and all the humiliation. It turns out they do that to the male. They've been settling the lawsuits that the men of the Justice Department say it's ruled by a bunch of crazed women. And we know about those type of cults. Janet Reno ran one of those. A lot of sheriff departments get taken over by it. So the point is that it's not the sexual preference, folks. It's that the weird variant of some of those type of people always does this. Now, I'm done ranting. Watson, you know, Lou Rockwell picked it up. A lot of other sites picked it up. We're thankful. Everybody needs to get Watson's press release. He's going to put back out today and get it and send it to everyone. And, Paul, you should add, like I said, just some news blurbs like, you know, where the scientists said it causes cancer, and then the cancer clusters, and then, you know, Boston Herald or Boston Globe. I know it was in both, or, Associated Press. So just hand that out, and then the website URL or a QR code. We'll add that later to the flyer so people can go check it and find out we're not lying. And plus, the TSA agents are rebelling and saying they can't even find people dumb enough now to be around the machines. And we knew that was the breaking point. They couldn't find people evil or dumb enough to live in the microwave ovens all day. And so that's why they're starting to pull them out. And if we beat them on this, we beat them on everything. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. You know about that. Okay, and we're at the tipping point right now. That's why the enemy is throwing everything at us right now. We're going to win if you put out an effort. And so, again, he also has some breaking news, big breaking news. We conducted a national poll. That will be out in about 45 minutes into the hour, here in about 30 minutes. We had to get approval. That's how you do it, from Harris, from these big polling agencies. They have to see how you present their polling data. They certify you presented it right. We've been green-lighted. And I'm sure this will be a drudge plump at the Mighty Drudge Report, because it is breaking news. Wait till you hear this breaking news. All right, Paul, I'm chomping at the bit. My friend, a host of InfoWars Nightly News, great researcher, all-star InfoWarrior. I know you don't like to be praised, but you are absolutely awesome, just like McBreen and others. The whole crew is just incredible. Paul, tell us about the opt-out film day, and then give us a little forte of what's coming up in the big news release.
Well, the URL is infowars.com/opt-out. And what this is it's designed to be part of what you've talked about many times before, which is a new civil rights movement for the 21st century. Because, you know, we keep hearing people talk about this fiscal cliff, when in fact we've already fallen off the freedom cliff, and we're already desperately trying to inflate our parachute, because most of our freedoms are gone. And if we don't take a stand now, they're all going to be gone. That's going to be at the end of it. You know, it's like that Reagan speech where he said, a time for choosing. You know, if we lose freedom here, there's no place to run to. America's the last stand on earth. If it goes there, it goes everywhere. So it's November 19 to 26. That's the week when we're asking everybody who cares about their freedom, who is traveling, or even if they're not traveling, as he said, they can hand out the flyers. There's already one flyer up there. We're going to make more. And rather than being part of the problem, they can be part of the solution in making a stand for dignity. Because if we don't stop this now, and this poll emphasizes the fact It's going to be a very dark place in 5-10 years' time because, Alex, 30% or about a third of American adults would probably willingly march into a concentration camp with a smile on their face. That's how bad it's got. I mean,
tell people briefly about the Harris poll.
Well, it's we asked people. It was all based off this South Park episode that gave me the idea because they satirized it as, you know, would the TSA next be in restrooms conducting anal probes of people visiting
Let
restaurants?
Let me look inside you, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a big joke, and I put it out as a satire piece on YouTube, and a lot of people believed that it was an actual news story that the TSA
and said they wanted to be probed, yes.
Yeah, so that completely shocked me. So it gave us the idea for the poll. So basically, we commissioned a poll with Harris, and they asked over 2,000 Americans 5 questions about the TSA, one of which was, would you be willing to undergo a TSA body cavity search in order to fly? Now, bear in mind, a body cavity search is the very worst intrusive search. They do it to dangerous prisoners going into jail, and I'm not going to explain the details because it's disgusting.
Yeah, they only do it in high security generally and up to maximum. You only get it going into lower security because I went and looked it up when you're first being brought into your prison term. It is unbelievable.
So one third of Americans would be willing to undergo a body cavity search in order to fly. So they'd be willing to go into a back room or even in public with a TSA agent, have them perform that duty in order to fly. One third of Americans. I thought it'd be about 10% max. It's 30%.
Yeah, well, I mean, no. Do you remember when you had the idea a few weeks ago to do the poll? I said, I bet 30%. And we had an argument about that. Do you remember me saying 30% will go for it?
Yeah. I mean, I thought 10% max.
Well, you know why? It's always 30%. 30% is just always will do anything they're told. They just love it.
But it gets even worse because then we asked if it was reasonable or unreasonable for anybody to have to obey a law, obey a command given by a TSA agent, not only in an airport, but any public place. So this basically makes a TSA agent God. He can tell you to wash his car if he wants to obey any command given by a TSA agent. Is that reasonable or unreasonable to pass a law to make that the case? 57% of Americans said it was completely or somewhat reasonable that TSA agents should be given the power to have Americans obey their every command.
And that's only 2 of the questions, though. You've got 4 more little juicies, including taser bracelets.
Oh, yeah. Even more Americans, 35%, would be willing to accept a taser bracelet, which would give them an electric shock performed by a, you know, TSA agent or an airline staff member if they were accused of being a terrorist to incapacitate them. 35% would accept that.
And obviously you're going to have an addendum article under it showing they really are planning the tasers and stuff, right? Or is that in your article?
That's in the article, yeah.
Okay. Approved by Harris as well. We had to get approval before you use it. So that's coming up. Stay there. More on National Opt-Out Day. Okay, folks. Coming up, a week-long opt-out period out of the microwave oven. And, of course, a couple years ago, people had the idea to do this. We got behind it with others, former Congressman Bob Barr, Ron Paul, and others, and it became a big deal. And now everyone started saying, I opt out. So TSA started saying, okay, you're allowed to opt out. Because people were just saying no. And then you educate them about the radiation. I want to create, like, some factoid blurbs out of newspapers and, you know, the newspaper, the date that it was there. Maybe 5 or 6 quotes, which then when they tell you that the radiation isn't going to hurt you in the new machines, you just hand them the paper. So we need to add that. And I wanted some banners a month ago when we first pushed this up, but I don't think that ever happened or materialized. I saw they were made. So, Paul, you need to make maybe Infowars.com/TSA. In fact, I'll tell the IT guys to do that if you're unable to make that URL, but I think you can as a permanent page. And then we can just have your article with the flyer and all the info right there in one spot. And you can also add at the bottom of the article you're about to publish on the poll link to the original article. Can we put that article up for people to find out about the opt-out campaign, the one you were showing earlier, Dan? Paul, give us the headline on that so people can search it themselves and find it.
Well, it's Infowars.com/opt-out. The headline is New National Anti-TSA Campaign, Opt-Out and Film Week. And I've just posted it in featured news on Infowars, so it's right there at the top.
All right, folks, retweet it. This is an action alert. We're going to beat this together. We're already forcing them to take the high-powered x-rays out and put in the microwave ovens instead. We're going to expose those. Paul, great job. Finish up with the... we'll cover this, obviously, as it happens. And we're doing this for a week. Give people the date again.
It's November 19 to 26. It's about opting out of the naked body scanners, opting out of the ridiculous obedience training policies, handing out flyers, filming the security procedures. As long as you don't interrupt with them, the TSA's own website says it's fine to do that. Upload your clip to YouTube. Send it to the email that's on this Infowars.com/opt-out page. And we're gonna generate massive media attention, just like the 2010 campaign did. And we're going to try and change things for good. This is not a one-time protest. This is about a whole new civil rights movement for the 21st century, and it's just the first shot in that battle.
Well done. And I just love the initiative. You had this idea to kick this back off since no one's done it, and you had the idea to do the national poll. Let's finish up with tell people about the other... Go through all six of the questions, then you're going to go off the show. Mike Adams is going to come in, and you're going to publish the big article.
Well, there were five questions. The other one was if they're a Democrat or Republican, and funnily enough, in some cases, the Republicans are more willing to accept this kind of stuff. They were more willing to accept the electric shock bracelet, for example. But the other question was, basically, considering the threat posed by terrorists, is it acceptable for the TSA to touch your genitals, which we know they're already doing as part of their policy? So 35% of American adults found it completely or somewhat acceptable for the TSA to be touching their genitals. 65% didn't. But then if you drill down into the actual figures, 12% to 9%, Republicans to Democrats were likely to find it completely acceptable. So about more than 1 in 10 Republicans like the fact that the TSA is touching their genitals, and overall 35% find it acceptable. So that was one of the other questions. And then the other one was, is the TSA doing a good job? Which, of course, there was a Gallup poll recently which found that a slim majority thought they were doing a good job. Our poll found that 77% of Americans thought the TSA was doing an excellent, good, or fair job. Most of them are in the middle. They say fair job. 23% of Americans thought the TSA was doing a not very good job or a bad job. But the thing about it is only 9% thought the TSA was doing a bad job.
Yeah, well, that's because of who these polls poll. See, it's all... I mean, they inherently use landlines, and it's mainly only really old ladies that like to get on the phone and talk on a landline. I've looked at the demographics. So really old ladies and people on welfare, and by and large, they just like to say whatever goes along to get along.
Well, actually, they did a cross spread of ages, so this is everybody.
Really?
It's even more frightening. Well, they gave a breakdown where they said that, you know, you got 18 to 35 and the ages kept going up. And actually, I found in a lot of the questions, the young people were more likely to support this kind of stuff.
Well, that shows I'm wrong. I mean, a lot of these polls, they end up going after old folks who they find are more compliant in certain demographics. But I know Harris is very respected. That's why we used him. And wow, so 10% love their slavery. Funny, I can go out on the street and almost everybody I talk to doesn't like the TSA. I know the Texas State House doesn't. They unanimously voted to stop the groping.
Well, it's interesting. When they poll frequent flyers, they always say they hate the TSA. So I guess a lot of people just don't fly, or, you know, they just love being slaves, basically.
When is the article going up at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com?
It's going up in about 10 minutes.
All right, everybody, get it out to everybody, and get the national opt-out situation flyer. Well, Eric Holder's announcing, guess what? He's going to stay on now. He was going to leave, but hey, he's going to stay on. Also up at Infowars.com, another front yard garden deemed illegal. Even though there's no law, we don't trust people that grow plants. Globalists pull out all the stops to grab guns after Obama victory. They're announcing it in there on CNN. They want to ban all the semi-autos physically. Dianne Feinstein's announced they want physical turn-in. We have all of it proven, but you heard a guy with talking points earlier saying I was crazy and laughing and saying conspiracy theory. You know what? I am crazy. Crazy like a fox, bub. And you're right. We're going to beat you. You're not going to get our guns. So you think you're powerful because you're part of the system. You should be the only one that's allowed to have a gun. Well, think again. So those articles are all up there. Obama continues to wage aggressive war on whistleblowers to protect a secret drone war. Yeah, let's arrest people that legally blow the whistle. That's just more of the, and again, it's that woman, when she called in earlier, if people missed it, she said, we got to re-air that call tomorrow if we have time. She said, your guy lost. My guy lost. I said, it'd be good if folks voted for Romney only because his rhetoric was better when it came to being pro-gun, anti-abortion, things like that, from my view. But I know he's a New World Order. The thing is, they're such chumps. Now, Mike Adams is doing the nightly news tonight, but he's going to throw it to me a couple times, too, because I'm going to do a report where the UN says they want to ban your guns and where Obama has said it. I'm going to get that together for that fellow. I showed him some news articles, ABC News saying it, but we're going to show you a bunch with that guy saying I was a liar or crazy. Just to illustrate how these people operate. And then we're going to also do a report on aspartame is in almost all the gum now. And Melissa Melton did a report on one company doing it. Why not show them all? So she's going to be in there with me as well. Going to Mike Adams in a moment to give you kind of a little preview of what's coming up tonight. Briefly, Watson, finish up the point. You had a few other points to make. It's Infowars.com/opt-outs. You guys are one step ahead of me. There is a URL. Twitter it out to everybody. It's already got flyers. We're going to put up more flyers about both types of machines giving you cancer. And it's the 19th to the 26th during that key travel time. Even if you hand out five of these flyers, like, hey, check this out, sir, or hand it to the TSA, it'll have a huge effect on them. And we're going to exercise our right to film them as well. They lie and say it's the law that you can't when their own sites force them to admit that it's the law that you can film them. So, Watson, what was the other point you were going to make?
Well, just the fact that if Americans can be convinced through, you know, obedience training to put up with this level of intrusion, they'll accept anything. And another thing is, you know, the people who say, oh, let's just boycott the airlines. Well, that's part of the problem. That's not part of the solution. They're sacrificing the right to mobility as a substitute for the right to privacy and to be treated with dignity. So we shouldn't have to trade one for the other.
Plus, they admit it's a beachhead dog training facility to normalize the criminal activity to roll out nationwide, which has already begun.
Exactly. And I mean, trading one for the other is just a losing strategy. You're going to keep doing that later on down the line. So you can only win by standing up and saying enough is enough. And the people who've done that have helped push back some of these invasive TSA policies.
Winning.
Because the TSA aren't just in airports. They're everywhere. Prom nights, music concerts, subways, bus stations, everywhere. They're spreading everywhere. And, you know, boycotting the airlines is not going to solve it. That's part of the problem, not the solution.
Well, well articulated, the new civil rights movement, the real civil rights movement. They got us all fighting with each other while we're all losing our liberties. That's the real issue. Find out more at Infowars.com/opt-out. We've done that for Prison Planet, too. PrisonPlanet.com/opt-out. Because whatever we do for Infowars, we do for Prison Planet. So great job, Paul Watson. 10 minutes from now, our big Harris poll, where people say they want proctology exams, electroshock, everything. Unbelievable. That'll be red linked at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there he goes. By the way, we're going to premiere this film. If people want the DVD, that's great. That supports us. Plus, you have a hard copy in the higher res, plus the expanded extras on from the world expert on securing your home, the best-selling author of The Secure Home, Joel Skousen. Marine Corps fighter pilot, anti-New World Order best-selling author, strategic relocation expert. I've actually used his advice in a lot of what I've done. It is second to none. Integrated in with James Leslie Rawls and others' information. We sell his books, too. But you can get the new film with myself and Joel Skousen, the incredible graphics and breakdown at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get strategic relocation and the secure home, all of it right there. And there's inexpensive plans. It's not about just running to the country. It's about the city you live in, the best escape routes, roads people don't really know about, don't use, the main threats you're going to face, what countries are safer. He says the U.S. is probably best because the world's so bad. It's kind of, you've learned that, Mike Adams, living in other countries. Joel's lived all over the world, Africa, Latin America, Asia. He really gives you a brain trust. And we're going to premiere it tonight for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. So after the hour-long nightly news, we're going to have the film premiere tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, what are you waiting for? Your 15 cents a day gives you six memberships. Six people can use the same username and passcode. And you know what? Our servers have been working so good. Used to, we couldn't do more than that. We had problems. I want it boosted to 10. It's now 10 memberships. We're going to change it today. 10 memberships for a $5.95 a month. I don't know what that comes out to, but that's like 50 cents. 59 cents per person per membership. And just make a username and passcode that isn't the code to your bank safe or whatever. Make one up and then give it as an e-card. Hey, here's your gift. I gave you one to PrisonPlanet.tv. And with zombies out there, friends and family, a lot of them won't even go look. So those that want to look will. You'll know if too many have used it because you'll go and sign up and it won't let you sign in while, 10 other people are on. But then you just go get another membership if that really starts happening. That's what you want. So we're going to 10. We're going to 10. So that's less than a dollar per membership, 50-something cents per membership. 59 cents. I have to ask Mike Adams for no basic arithmetic. I know I'm public school educated. The point is, Mike's here to help me, the human computer. The point is, 59, I wasn't even planning this till just now. I just realized, wait, the servers are a lot better now. It's because it's had problems over its, 10 years or so of PrisonPlanet.tv, and we appreciate you all being with us, but it's now world-class thanks to the great IT crew. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for 10 memberships, and we can change that right now. So we're turning it up to 10 memberships. You make the username and passcode. You then send an e-card saying, here's your username and passcode. Here it is. Boom. 2 seconds to log in. Takes about a minute to sign up. No excuse. And that money that comes in pays for the bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to premiere that tonight. We're going to premiere it tonight. You can tell I got a lot more energy, folks, and I'm wound up because we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, they're announcing they're coming after our guns. They're turning off the power plants. They're shutting down the gardens. I mean, it. And so I'm getting in combat mode right now, and so is everybody else. And I just found endless wells of energy. I was getting pretty burnt out, but now the war has gone to the next level. I'm ready to open a can of information warfare, you know what. Now, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, the preeminent now researcher out there. He's been that for years, but nobody out there can even rival the amount of people he reaches and the great tireless analysis he engages. And he's going to be hosting the news tonight before strategic relocation premieres. And I'm going to try to shut up here and give you the floor. Give a breakdown your take, Mike. I mean, Prop 37 a month ago, as you know, you wrote about it, 2-1 in scientific polls was going to pass that you just have to put on the label it's GMO. Just like you got to put on the label if something's an artificial sweetener. They want to change that now, as you know. And now they're saying, no, the people voted almost 60% or whatever it was. You can give us the numbers. I saw it yesterday. To not want to know what's in it. I don't believe that. This is electronic voting machines. Bev Harris, the expert, has confirmed. Most states, they didn't even count votes. They just announced the winner. We've entered a new level of fraud. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with all your contacts and all your moles in and outside of government. What really happened with Prop 37?
Prop 37, it was stolen, Alex. It was stolen through massive deception and fraud that I'll go into. I've got a lot of details for you on that. I just spoke to the Yes on 37 campaign this morning. But first, I've got another big announcement that I know you're going to be interested in. This is a big deal. The coverage of the Hurricane Sandy that we did, I wrote an article about preparedness, and it went viral, and it got picked up by the White House. And they contacted me and wanted me to come on and help promote their new preparedness product. And so I have a prototype with me right here. It's called Obama's Preparedness Kit in a Can. And I want you to shake it, Alex. Shake it. You know what's in this can?
What?
A FEMA-approved can opener. And not only is there a can opener in the can, but after you open the can, and believe me and Obama, are working together on this, and we're trying to get your endorsement too. But once you open the can, and the can opener can help other people open their cans, and then you can hold it out to beg for supplies from FEMA. It's brilliant.
Oh my gosh, that is a genius. Let me see that. So they give you a can with a can opener. Yeah. You open it, and then you beg for supplies from FEMA. So this is the new Obama phone. He gonna do more Obama. Well, Obama.
We decided Obama. Not to put phones in there because that would be complicated, and not even to put food.
Is this breaking here right now?
This is breaking news,
folks. But, give us a document cam shot of this right over here. This is amazing, dude. You figured it all out. That's that. That is the government. Well, you notice Chris Matthews.
Them figure this
here, guys. Document camera right here. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. Chris Matthews said the storm makes you dependent, so he loves it. Michael Moore says it makes you dependent, so he loves it. Mike, this is the White House contacted you, and you came. This is a genius idea. Obama, President Obama's preparedness kit in a single can. All you got to do to give. To get this is to give your rights up and your guns up and bend over.
Well, and also look skyward because we're going to airdrop these on crowds. And to save money, you know, to keep the Republicans happy, we're not going to use parachutes or anything. We're just going to have a cargo plane go over and just sort of push these out the back over crowds and protesters and whatever. And that's humanitarian, which is why we really...
Oh, you could even put cluster bombs in it. Well, like when they kill hundreds to kill one innocent person, they call that peace, and you got a peace prize.
No, but we are going to have suicide pills in them. Because some people, the storm is too much stress, and they have too much burden on the national infrastructure. So we want to give them an option, a loving option, to eliminate their burden on society. And so, you know, suicide pills are coming.
Did you hear that lady earlier say that I, you know, that ha-ha, your guy lost? Did you see this feeling really, he's feeling really good.
Yeah, well, anyway, I hope your listeners...
No, I think you're...
This is...
Zoom in on that, folks, right there. This is exciting. And I noticed on the Obama can, it doesn't tell us if it's GMO. That's good.
Well, no, and also, we've already done tests with FEMA. We found out this can hold 47 cookies. So, and a little bit of hot chocolate, too, which is what they brought to Hurricane Sandy. So if you, and for holiday storms, Alex, we're going to have religion neutral, gender neutral, green and red holiday cookies that FEMA puts in your can.
Well, wait, if you eat the soy, the GMO soy, it'll make you sterile so you won't be a gender.
Well, that's true. And there's a lining of BPA inside the can to accelerate the development of male breast tissue so that everybody can be a little more equal out there.
Well, the genitals are shrinking in the average Western male. That's a good thing. Sperm counts
harder, though. They can't really get their job done when everything the target's smaller.
So it makes it more handheld.
It's, you know, it's a hands-on job that they're working with there. But anyway, Obama's preparedness kit in a can. We're looking for your endorsement. So
I endorse it.
All right, good.
I think that's land of the free, home of the brave. It's just a begging can.
It's a begging can. I mean. People, that this was a problem in her.
So you go to Chuckie Schumer and you cry, and then he says he's going to deliver it, but then the best part is they never put anything in it.
Well, Alex, the problem was people didn't have anything to beg with. All they had were their hands.
Yeah.
That's not loving. You know?
Mike Adams, you are a genius.
Well, you know.
I like the baby formula you brought in last time that was 70-some% corn syrup and other sugars.
It was a lot of corn syrup.
Because per CC size, the American-sized brain is not developing now. I think that's good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe that'll fit in the can next when you know, cannibalism.
Well, they've said to make the environment better, they should make humans little. Remember, the scientists have been saying that.
That's true. That's true.
It's kind of like you go to the carnival and they've got that pole to see how tall you got to be able to ride on the ride. Now you got to be able to fit in the can or they...
No, you're a genius because the next round after the starvation kicks in from the government price controls, cannibalism in a can. That's the solution.
We'll take the dead bodies and slice them up and put them in there.
Well,
the new Agenda 21 houses are about the size of that can.
You could live in the can. Maybe they're actually dropping housing. You know, Jimmy Carter should get involved. Habitat for Humanity.
Hey, give me my can. You didn't build this. You didn't build this can.
They sent it to me as a prototype.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my, you know, gesture for preparedness right there. And so getting back to Prop 37.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Californians didn't want to have GMO listed. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, so what really happened was the pre-election day vote, the early voting, was... caused it to fail because Monsanto and the other companies had $45 million to bankroll this campaign of amazing deceptions in the days before.
They sent letters out, I saw, saying, we are the police. Vote no on this.
They impersonated the FDA. That's a felony crime. They fabricated quotes from the FDA and mailed them out physically. But the voting on election day would have passed the measure because by that time, more people got informed. So it was the early onslaught of bad, of misleading advertising that caused it to fail.
And then that creates kind of the push-pull thing where, oh, it's failing, so we might as well not go vote. Also, I noticed all over the country, they never even counted the election day stuff. They just said, well, early trended this way, we're announcing the winner.
Yeah, they did that. But the good news in this, Alex, is awareness is sky high, and Washington State now is looking at another ballot measure that would require labeling GMOs. So through your efforts and our efforts and all the grassroots people out there, there were over 10,000 volunteers for this GMO labeling campaign. The massive social media presence. I mean, it was huge. I mean, celebrities and everybody all over the country, cooks and chefs and children were pro-GMO labeling. But somehow these corporations managed to get 4 million Californians to go to the ballot box and vote that I don't want to know what I'm eating.
Yeah, but the machines have been proven a known fraud.
Of course.
I mean, so I don't believe any of it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't believe that Californians voted that they didn't want to know if something was GMO.
A lot of people didn't know what it was even about, frankly. They just weren't informed. You know, I mean,
I saw it in the news where they sent out letters saying we are the police association.
Yes.
And it wasn't even the police association.
No, they impersonated multiple organizations. They created multiple front groups. They pulled every dirty trick in the book. Look,
that's what the UN does, is they create fake NGOs.
Well, one of the key voting areas was just in the Bay Area. And there was a tractor trailer that got turned over and blocked 7 lanes of traffic into the voting area. A friend of mine was actually on the highway.
Because they knew San Francisco would push it over the edge.
Yes, and he almost got arrested. He was handcuffed and marched off the highway for taking pictures of this tractor trailer rig that was turned over to block all 7 lanes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I have a photo of it. It's blurry, but it's there.
Incredible. No, that's what they do.
Yeah, they try everything. I mean, there's nothing they won't try. Think about it. These are the companies that created DDT, Agent Orange, every poison.
But it's not just, it's not that they're eugenicists. This is their mission. We're fighting a military force. We're not just saying that, folks. This is military precision.
Well, that's why we need more preparedness kit in a can. Is that coming through?
No, it is. I love it.
You got to prepare in advance, folks. This is the answer.
This is this is your begging can. This is the birthright of all Americans is to put a can out. We'll be right back with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
You know, it's really hard to end the show. I'm going to have to go into overdrive to talk to Reese in Tennessee, an Obama supporter listening on WMQM 1600. Obama supporters, though, don't worry. You're going to be on every day, okay? We want to talk to you. I don't know why I haven't done this more often. It's very entertaining, and I don't mean to be mean. I love hearing how I love Romney from him. Mike Adams, you know, by the way, the provocation right on time. First on CNN, Iran jet fires on U.S. drone, international waters. Barbara Starr, an Iranian Su-25 fighter jets fired on an unarmed U.S. Air Force Predator drone in the Persian Gulf last week. CNN has learned, oh my gosh. And notice the economy's plunging right now. They're announcing their gun control, their victim disarmament. They're announcing shutting down the power plants. I mean, we're now got Obama and the Fast and Furious crew for 4 years not facing re-election. It is hammer time.
It's clear they think they have a mandate now to continue their gang criminality. And, you know, I'm really concerned about this UN small arms treaty. I'm concerned about Senator Feinstein saying that she wants now national legislation to turn in all your firearms.
It says we're not going to ban. She's saying we're not going to ban.
Yeah.
The sale. You're going to turn them into quote authorities. Mainstream news.
Yeah, I think her slogan should be, we shouldn't have firearms on the street when you need them most. You know, right after Hurricane Sandy. How are these people supposed to protect themselves from the looters?
When the cops see people on the news with their bows and arrows, they go and find them and arrest them.
That's insane.
Like, you will not protect yourself.
Absolutely insane. Look, you know, here in Texas, I talk to people all over the place, farmers, ranchers, people out there. Every one of them says to me, I mean, people that come over to do work on my property, for example, you know, plumber, electrician.
These aren't even listeners.
No, they're not listeners. And they don't even know who I am.
They're committed, aren't they?
They all tell me that.
And they're sad about it. They're sad about it, but they're ready for war.
Well, in a sense, they really are. They're just saying no one is going to come to Texas and take our guns. And they start describing to me what they own, what they have. And they're set.
And let's say if just a few percentage people fight back, it's over. But the globalists want Absolutely. That. They want to start a civil war.
Well, and that's the thing.
They're going to bring us into a depression. You notice right after he gets elected, the very banks that put him in, quote, oh, they voted. The big banks don't like Obama. No. This is part of the plan so they can push the VAT and the carbon tax, which they're saying, give us taxes and we'll fix the economy.
Oh, it's incredible. But what's also clear is the Fed is going to keep creating money to buy the debt, which is going to put us into a cycle of currency devaluation and price inflation. And you know what's going to happen? Obama's going to kick in price controls. Sooner or later, and the price controls will cause widespread shortages of food nationwide,
which is even better
to riots.
And then you'll get it from exactly. And this is a plan, the IMF World Bank plan.
Yeah,
Stiglitz, when he left 10 years ago, the plan got they do this in countries. They've got a whole plan. Yes. And they roll it out, and if it works, they're going to do it.
And that's the excuse for martial law. And then martial law is the cover for mass genocide under what I'm calling Obamunism. And I think I've heard that word on your show.
Obamunism.
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 Yeah, Obamunism. And if you look at, for example, the Cultural Revolution in China in 1966, I believe.
The Obamunism Revolution.
Well, and they use it for mass genocide.
They do it everywhere.
Yeah, it's history.
Tell us about it.
Well, they target the groups that are political enemies. They target farmers. They targeted in China academics. They target scientists sometimes.
Anyone who's smart.
Yeah.
They know if you know how to dig a well and that you're not an idiot. They know if you live in the real world, you're the enemy. If you're an Obumbles, Obamanoid, moron sheep, you're going to be given a machine gun and stomp women's brains out.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, search for the Chinese Cultural Revolution and read about that, because that is what I see Obama putting into place in America.
And again, Mao was actually funded by the bankers, just like Obama is.
Well, of course.
Obamnism. Yeah. That's what they plan here.
Yeah, that was under
Folks, Mao. You're going to get, like I've said, a cultural revolution style takedown. They're going to try. They're coming. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. You're going to cover this in detail. 7 o'clock tonight, Mike Adams, PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we'll premiere the film.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This little overdrive addendum because I wanted to talk about the Jesse Ventura TV show that I had not seen until, well, really this morning. I'm so tired from doing 10 hours of broadcast the day before I went to bed early. I watched it this morning, watched it pretty much twice. And, I've really analyzed it. I like Jesse Ventura a lot, and I obviously like David Icke a lot. They're both friends of mine. And my wife watching it, as I hadn't told her what went on, and I said to her this morning, I said, what do you think of that? She goes, well, I don't know why you have David Icke on, who I like, she said, and are nice to him and say you think he's really interesting, and then you kind of talked bad about him on the show. And I said, exactly. And I said, I don't know how to handle this, because technically, True TV took away that for 11 months and re-edited it, but Ventura didn't believe it and got mad, too, after he talked to me. But, you got little stuff in the show like, we went to Alex Jones, one of the biggest critics of David Icke. Well, that's not the case, but I guess that was the bent. So I was trying to be fair and balanced, saying I used to not like him. He used to call him the turd in the punch bowl, but a lot of what he's talked about has come true. Well, it's just I used to call him the turd in the punch bowl, cut, And I understand with those shows, they talk to you for 20 minutes about somebody. They cut it down to, 30 seconds. It's just that it's not even really a controversy. I'm probably making it one. It's just that I like David Icke, and I don't know if everything he's saying is true. I think he believes it. I think he gets people thinking, and I think he's a trailblazer in many ways. And so that's why it's kind of conflicting. And then I like Jesse Ventura, so I don't like seeing the two in a big split. That said, that was almost a year and a half ago that was shot. You notice it's just now aired last night. I saw Ventura shooting that machine gun in the show. He looks so cool. I saw the footage. I also saw it. And it looked so cool. They cut that out and didn't even show the sound of the guns or anything. I mean, it was, I'm just going to tell you, Time Warner is, it's still entertaining, but they're really even making it more hokey and dumbing it down. And that's why they've had it for 11 months to change it. You know, they took it away. We weren't even sure it was going to air. They were airing it after the election. And so I blame Time Warner for what happened. You know, because I genuinely, you know, said, well, I didn't used to really like David Icke. I thought it was making people feel desperate and like it was off-war aliens. But now I see it just gets people's mind outside the box. Well, it just turns into, you know, basically only the negative stuff I said ended up in there. And it's distorted from what I really thought. But I don't blame the people that, you know, actually were there shooting it. That's just what Time Warner turned it into. And so that's why it doesn't make sense that, I mean, it's I have David Icke on my show. And then they ask, well, what did you say about him 15 years ago? Well, I called him a turd in the punch bowl. But then it's like, I call him the turd in the punch bowl. But you know what? I apologize. The buck stops with me. I apologize to David Icke for how it turned out with me. It's my fault. Because I should have known that even if I did two seasons that turned out to be incredibly fair and awesome, that if Time Warner could have taken it over at any time and kind of jumbled things to where it looked like I don't like David Icke. Because, I mean, you know, it's like one of his biggest critics, Alex Jones, you know, is the voiceover. I know that's what they gave Jesse to read after the fact, because he just cut the audio like 2 weeks ago. They weren't even going to air it for a while. You know, it sat there for 11 months. It was shot last year. So there it is. But you know what? I'm not going to blame anybody. I went and I was part of that show. I went and I did it. Two great seasons. They killed the TSA episode this year. They blocked the Homeland Security episode after it aired once, and that got removed. So, I mean, they took it over. The globalists took it over, and there'll still be some good that comes out of the show. Jesse Ventura is a real deal, real guy. He doesn't know who David Icke is, and David was trying to go into these long, you know, breakdowns, and Ventura on the show was yelling at, you know, Ty and Sean Stone, saying, I don't believe this. What it is, he signed on to the show, then these were the episodes. Ventura goes, fine, but if I disagree with something, I'm going to say it. So that's, I think you're going to see that in this year's episodes, that, because I'm like, oh yeah, David, it's going to be an open interview, because that's what they thought. And then Ventura is just like, this is pure crud. So I think it's part of the process. And so everybody's good. David's good. They're all good. Time Warner bad. That's the inside scoop of what happened. But I still said enough trying to be, you know, fair and balanced in what I said to where it could then be snipped together. So it's my fault. There you go. Alex Jones's fault. I'm sorry to all the Obama people, Reese and others. Get their numbers if we can. I want to put you back on the show. Start of the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. The big TSA article has gone up at Infowars.com.